townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says he wants to make America healthy again. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President-elect Trump's choice, head of the Department of Health and Human Services.
We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hand.
With more than 80,000 employees, HHS is among the largest federal agencies. President-elect Trump says the war in Ukraine ranks extremely high on his list of foreign policy priorities.
We're going to work on Middle East, and we're going to work very hard on Russia and Ukraine. It's got to stop. Russia and Ukraine's got to stop. I saw a report today, thousands of people over the last 3 days were killed. Thousands and thousands of people were killed.
Mr. Trump, speaking last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago, at the event, he introduced his nominee for Interior Secretary.
There he is. Hi, Doug.
Mr. Trump choosing North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum as Secretary of the Interior. Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, Mr. Trump's pick for Veterans Affairs Secretary. In addition to fighting in Iraq, Collins served as an Air Force Reserve Command chaplain. Opening statements due today in the Georgia trial of Venezuelan illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra, 26-year-old charged in the brutal killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. A judge will hear the trial, the defendant having waived his right to a jury trial. At least 10 deaths reported in a nursing home fire in Zaragoza, Spain. The fire, cause unknown, has since been extinguished. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 198 points. NASDAQ futures off 187. S&P futures down 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So right, you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Madame Giselle senses something in your future.
Is my boyfriend going to propose?
It's a big storm.
Wait, we're going to get in a fight?
No, a literal storm. Wind, heavy wind. I see a tree falling on your RV.
Oh, that's fine. I'm covered by Progressive. So, is my boyfriend there? Maybe on one knee?
The entire roof is crushed.
So, no ring.
Be prepared for the unexpected with Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Product features subject to policy terms and may not be available in all states or for all vehicles and covered selections.
Good morning. It's 6:03, and with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the Beltway. If you're coming up the inner loop towards Liberty Road, they're on the right side, pretty much on the shoulder, so there's no impact right now. But right at Liberty Road, you'll see the flashing lights, and you're probably better off just staying to the center and the left-hand lane. All the ramps to and from Liberty Road are open. Had a minor wreck about 30 minutes ago there on the shoulder, westbound I-70 at Marriottsville Road, and there is room to get by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 47-year-old man is expected to recover after he was shot outside of a North Baltimore Royal Farms store Thursday afternoon. Police responded to the 200 block of West Cold Spring Lane shortly after 3 and found the victim, who was taken to a hospital for treatment. That store is located next to Loyola University, Maryland, but the victim was not a student. Police are searching for a suspect. The Harford County Council has removed Councilman Dion Guthrie from elected office following his plea in a felony theft case. The 86-year-old Guthrie was charged with stealing more than $23,000 while president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local in Cockeysville. He entered an Alford plea Thursday, acknowledging there was enough evidence for a conviction without admitting guilt. In a statement, the council's attorney says by entering the plea, Guthrie is removed from office and his Harford County Council seat is now deemed vacant. Maryland's 6th District Republican candidate Neil Parrott has conceded the U.S. congressional race to Democrat April McLean Delaney. McLean Delaney replaces Democrat Congressman David Trone, who lost the primary election for the U.S. Senate. Now, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Leaving no stone unturned. That was the theme yesterday at Owings Mills as embattled defensive coordinator Zach Orr took the mic to explain what this week has been like for the Ravens' defensive coaching staff.
Shoot, we had the weekend. We was up here. You know, coach, especially, Harbs and the defensive coaches. We were in, man, just trying to go back through from day one, just all our teach tapes, all our coverage slides, and just see what details that might have got missed or what details you might need to tweak.
That was in the wake of the Ravens' dismal defensive performance, albeit in a win against the Bengals this past Thursday night. On the field yesterday, the Ravens had perfect attendance at practice for the first time since October 6th. Kyle Hamilton, Kyle Van Noy, and Isaiah Likely included. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia last night,
down by 9 now in the battle for first place, Barkley! Does he have another one? Yes, he does. Touchdown.
Al Michaels had the call on prime, and Saquon Barkley had the night. 198 from scrimmage, 146 on the ground, two touchdowns as the Eagles came back in the fourth for a 26-18 win over the Commanders. Local college basketball last night, a good one. Senior guard Bryce Johnson led a balanced attack with 18 points and four retrievers, scored in double digits as UMBC took care of crosstown rival Coppin State. 92-67 was the final. Jonathan Dunn led the Eagles with 22 off the bench. Coming up at 6:35, Tyson and Paul come face to face. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. And between now and 9 o'clock, boy, do you and I have some ground to cover. Coming up later on the show, Daniel Stein is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform and has some thoughts on Tom Homan and in which direction this administration should be going when it comes to our border. I'll look forward to that conversation. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up at around 6:30 this morning, we'll have Congressman Andy Harris with us from 6:30 till about 7:15, 7:20. So make sure you hear for that conversation as well. Other great stories during the course of the day today. There's a peer-reviewed study out. We'll talk about this in the 7 o'clock hour. Peer-reviewed study revealing that there is a 1,236% surge in excess cardiac arrest deaths among 2 million COVID-19 vaccinated individuals. 1,236% surge. This is in King County, Washington. It's a peer-reviewed study. And look, this has got to be setting off alarm bells. And for those who might have cardiac issues, you're going to want to check in with your doc to make sure that you are monitored very carefully, because, bluntly, this can happen to you. And if, look, usually it's a question of causation or correlation. Is it simply something that happened at the same time? In other words, the sidewalks are hot and people trip more. Is it because the sidewalks are hot? No, it's just simply two things that happen at the same time. In this case, COVID vaccine, 1,236% surge in excess cardiac deaths. In my view, there's no doubt that this is indeed cause and effect. Thank you, Anthony Fauci, for telling us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth during COVID. It's so nice to know we have people actually watching out for our health. You jackass. Sorry, got carried away for just a moment. Jules, I've been delighted to go online. I keep finding these pieces of music that people put together during the campaign and now during the beginning of the Trump administration. This one, I have a little sample of it here. This one is, I think, my favorite so far. It's called, Back With A Little Zing. Check this out.
Oh, gather round, let's sing a tale of quite the whim. On November 5th, 2024, a victory did begin. Donald Trump, the man of fame, with hair that's quite the sight. He danced back into office with the victory that felt just right.
I really do. And that's original music, and I love it. It's Back With A Zing. We'll play more of it later on in the show today, probably toward the end of the 8 o'clock hours, for those of you who want to hear more of it. Otherwise, you're forewarned. 6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, good morning. I think Baltimore County, just in the last couple of minutes, gave out an accident scene, 83 South, and one report said it was between Timonium Road and the Beltway. So I've been looking into the area right now. Have not seen it yet. Don't see any impact. Haven't seen any equipment responding. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know. In the meantime, there are some rain showers in and around the area, so we have to be prepared for that. JFX southbound, there's a report also of an accident now coming into the area around Druid Park Lake Drive, so that would be coming down from Cold Spring Lane and from 41st Street and eventually towards downtown. That could be a problem. Let me look at the camera here at North Avenue. Don't see a lot of traffic coming south, so it may indicate there is something there. One car just went by now at North Avenue. So maybe right around 28th Street, some flashing lights there. Keep in mind, we had a couple of vehicles on the shoulder on the inner loop at Liberty Road, heading back over to that camera right now, and they have pretty much now cleared the shoulder. All the lanes are open on the inner loop at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain is moving out to maybe a stray shower or two in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy, high 56. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny at a high 62 degrees. Right now, Aberdeen has 42. Downtown Baltimore is 44. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, this is a story that I've been waiting to see if the U.S. government would actually get aggressive about this stuff. The U.S. government is now firing high-pulse microwave weapons at aliens.
Oh.
But we mean UFO aliens.
Yes.
They're not. That's right, Jules.
Not those kind.
Julie, I'm surprised you didn't lead with this story.
Oh, I have it.
You yes. And you place it in the appropriate order.
Yes.
An alien expert has warned of the damage being done to aliens once UFOs are brought down to Earth. This individual, Ross Colehart, is a leading investigative journalist, mainly focusing on alleged U.S. government cover-ups relating to aliens and UFOs, and seemingly responding to claims made by alien-loving lawyer Danny Sheehan last month about humans pulling UFOs to Earth. Sheehan had said then, quote, "They've developed technology to knock these some of these things down. Mm-hmm. It's an extraordinarily powerful technology, we'll call it, that is capable of disabling the craft and forcing them down." So, okay. We have, first of all, let's assume for just a moment that there's some credibility here.
Yeah.
For just a moment.
And
right?
Then what the hell happens when Gort walks out of the damn thing and blows us all up?
Precisely. We don't know who these people are. We don't know if they're hostile or not.
But you see, I know the key word, Gort, Klaatu Barada Nikto.
There you go.
That means leave Whitaker alone.
That's what that means?
Yes.
Gee, all this time, I've been wondering what that means. I bet you've also translated that book to Serve Man, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Nanu, Nanu.
It's a Serve Man. It's a cookbook. It's a cookbook. So that's the point. We have no idea if these people are hostile or not, apparently, or these beings, if they are indeed there.
Right.
So the response of the U.S. government is, without saying, hi, do you have hostile intent, simply start shooting them down.
Not a good idea.
No.
That's what happened to the guy that Dave the Erstwich did.
Wow.
He walks out and he says, I have something for your present. They shoot him.
just amazing. So at any rate, this is now a story that's bubbling under, as they say.
Yes.
Julie says she has it in the appropriate order in her newscasts, which means you will never hear it on our newscast this morning.
No. Not expecting it anytime soon.
It's just not going to happen. Wouldn't be prudent. So
that's right. Thank you, Jordan.
Yes. So it's just amazing. That, to me, was the best story of the last 24 hours.
Well, you know, look, back in the day, all those people had those pictures because people didn't have cell phones back in the day. And they had pictures of flying pie plates and things like that.
Yeah.
And now, everybody has something that they can take a film with. So I think now they've been ratted out. If they're really out there, which I think they are somewhere, come on down. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I do think it's interesting because they could either be 1,000 years behind us in technology,
mm-hmm.
or they could be 1,000 years ahead of us in technology.
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way. If they got here, and some of the reports
right.
from the Navy pilots said these things are going 4,000 miles an hour. If they got here from wherever they came from, God bless them.
Yeah, and exactly. And let's be nice
yes.
Until we find out if there's hostile intent.
Yes.
But there we go. Fears for alien safety, the headline is. As U.S. government fires high-pulse microwave weapons at UFOs. See, when I read the first part of this, I thought it was like on one of those alarmist articles about the Trump administration and Tom Holman going right. after aliens.
Right.
It turned out that I had the whole concept wrong. So there you go, folks. That's something for the grist for the mill, something for you to talk about over the course of the weekend. And there's more, of course.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole lot more between now and 9 o'clock this morning right here on Talk Radio 680. Hey, would you like to be governor?
Sure, why not?
Would you like to be governor?
No, thanks.
Well, there are two jobs opening. One in North Dakota now, with Burgum now is being called to Washington.
Right.
Chrissy Noem in South Dakota was already called to Washington.
Right.
So there are two gigs available if you want to move to the Dakotas. They'll put up a little, they'll put a hot dog stand up for you, Chuck, right at the base of Mount Rushmore. I'm not kidding about this.
Wow.
I mean, this is very genuine, very real. They contacted me. Let me know that.
I would go there, but I wouldn't go there in the wintertime.
It's a bit brisk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep better.
Brisk.
Yeah, just a bit brisk.
There's a brass monkey come to mind.
Yes. I went to college in the upper Midwest. And from the Rockies over to the Appalachians, there's nothing to slow the wind down.
No.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
And the Dakotas, it's windy. It's just like in West Texas. You can go there in the middle of summer. And it's windy all the time. Yeah. By windy, I mean 20-knot winds all the
steady.
Time.
Steady.
Yeah. And you realize, since you're in West Texas, by the way, there are a lot of cattle feed yards there. And all the dust in the wind, it's not exactly dust. Just so you know.
Okay.
And as they say there, smells like money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will and cattle.
That's right. Chuck Whitaker back more with us around 3 minutes from right now. Yep. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 620 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This is a fascinating story. The redevelopment plans for the Hunt Valley Inn, which is now empty, just sitting there empty. Oh. Their plans show nearly 300 housing units. They changed that hotel complex into housing units. I guess some townhouses, some condos. It will, of course, add to the congestion up there tremendously. Getting on and off 83 at Shawan can always be just a little bit thorny anyhow. But now you're going to add 300 residents. Our 300 families there,
wow.
Getting on to Shawan Road as you head toward, what is it? This, I forget what they call it, the shops at Hunt Valley or whatever it is, because it's not a mall anymore. It's an outdoors mall. But that's interesting to me because it's not exactly like they're short on housing in that area. All you have to do is go over to York Road from there, turn left, and go up a bit, and you have housing like crazy up there. Mm. So a bit more congestion coming. Hey, they're not taking farmland. And right now you have this property sitting vacant. Of the two options, I would guess housing units would be my preferred. I wish there were fewer than 300. But I guess on the scale of things, that's not a bad thing necessarily. But I do wonder just a bit as to whether or not we're going to be seeing a whole lot more congestion in northern Baltimore County and more pressure on the other side of I-83 to change that pristine farmland into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that does concern me. I live on the other side of the valley over in Reisterstown. But one of the things I always enjoy doing is driving across and seeing the valley.
Sure.
And I know this is productive land. There are farmers there. There are horse farms there. And now I do worry about the encroachment of more and more peeps in that area. We'll see how it plays out. 623, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker. And boy, not the 300 housing units at Hunt Valley Mall. That would just complicate your life a bit in the morning, wouldn't it, Chuck?
Just makes things wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like here where I live. They just started the community here with 900 houses.
Yeah.
And, Hernando County used to be farmland, just like Howard County did Carroll County back in the day. And now everybody's here. We found the wreck, southbound 83. It's between Timonium Road and the Beltway. It's on the right side. And it looks like from this camera shot that it is crowding the right lane. So the fire department arrived after we said that we thought we heard them coming south. And they are now there. So if you're coming down from Pedonia Road and then eventually down to the Beltway, you're going to need to be to the center and the left on 83 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Bulk of the rain moving out this morning. Maybe a stray shower or two in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy, a high 56 degrees. Overnight temps should be around 45 to 48 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny and a high around 62. It looks like autumn is finally here. Finally. Dundalk, 44 degrees right now, and Bel Air has 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Ben Domenech had a conversation with Stuart Varney on Fox yesterday. And one of the things that came up during their conversation is Varney put up a picture of Donald Trump on the left of the frame, Joe Biden in the middle, and Jill Biden on the right of the frame. And Varney said to Tomanich, what do you see when you see this picture?
I'll show you a picture. Does this look like someone who you, who think, I mean, look at the red beaming, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, what you see in your picture, Stuart, is obviously Donald Trump alongside two of his best demographics, you know, older Americans and suburban moms who voted for him emphatically over Kamala Harris. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I've ever seen Joe Biden look as happy as he does in these pictures.
Yeah, we noted this yesterday on the air, and you know, you got to think that something is going on in Biden's mind. Like, thank God that ordeal is over. And for us, actually, I agree with him that thank God that ordeal of Joe Biden is over. Dominic went on to say that, look, Biden looks very satisfied, and you do have to ask yourself one question. On Election Day, I had not noted this. Chris, you may or may not have noted this. You probably did because you're more observant than I am. Jill Biden, when she went to vote, wore a red dress.
She sure did.
He seems very satisfied that this election resulted the way that it did. And look, you can. I mean, she did wear red when she went to vote.
This is true.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, got to bear that in mind. She was wearing red when she went to vote, and as Billy Crystal would say,
"You look marvelous."
And she certainly did.
Marvelous.
Absolutely.
I mean, of course, it's dazzling. It's like going to Cartier, looking at the diamond thing, and knowing you can't buy it. And that's what this is. You are fantastic. You look marvelous.
Coming up less than 10 minutes from right now, Andy Harris joins us. Be with us from around 6:35 until 7:20 this morning. A lot of ground to cover with Andy, including the multiple nominations for various positions inside the government that have come out from Donald Trump and his transition team. John Fetterman, the junior senator. Is he junior now or is he senior now? I'm not quite sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've forgotten which is which. At any rate, John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania, has taken a look at Donald Trump and these nominations. And he says what you're seeing is God-level trolling going on.
I mean, I would describe it as God-level trolling to just trigger a full-on China syndrome to own the libs in perpetuity.
Yes. It is, because they are melting down. We'll talk with Andy about that. They're completely melting down. Now, look, this is a story that I have problems with, because I don't understand it. I just don't. This is a story. Here you have a TikToker. She's a white lady. He said, as a TikToker, sharing her thoughts with all of us, whether we want them or not, saying that black women, after this election, black women came off worse than any other group.
Black women have every right to not trust ever again white women. That 52% of you again voted against your own interests, voted showing you don't care about the welfare or the lives of black women. You're on your own now.
Okay, I don't get it. I mean, Kristen, am I the stupidest man? Oh, don't answer that. It's probably not the best question to ask first thing in the morning. Kristen, do you understand this story? I don't understand what she's talking about. And if you guys understand, truly, I do not understand. Because I've heard this from a couple of different people. Somehow black women were betrayed by white women. In what fashion? I truly do not understand, unless it's a race identity thing, that because you did not vote for Kamala Harris, who during the election campaign, instead of identifying as an Indian American from India, identified as a black American, if you didn't vote for her, somehow, you know, you're a traitor to your race. I mean, beyond that, I do not understand the story. I do not understand how somehow black women were specifically disadvantaged in this election. A lot of people got disappointed. A lot of people were very happy. But there were black women who did vote for Donald Trump. There are white women voted for Donald Trump and white women who voted for Kamala Harris. Same with men. Same with Hispanics. Same with every single population group in this country. So exactly how? If you guys understand this, please either shoot me an email. It's themorningdrive@wcbm.com. Or you send me a text. Or, you know, explain it to me. Call. Explain. I do not understand how it is that specifically black women were betrayed somehow during this election. I am not a black woman. You might have figured that out on a couple of bases. First of all, not a lot of melanin in this Scottish skin. Secondly, I have a beard. Those are two things that might be clues. 6:30 right now. Andy Harris next. Talk Radio 680 WCBM right now. News, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. An additional $5,000 is added to the reward for information leading to an arrest in the shooting of a Dunbar High School student. The 1 in 5 Foundation for Kids is offering that reward through the Crimes Against Students National Reward Program. That was formed after the 2022 mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The victim of the shooting is expected to recover, and police have released an image of a person of interest. Anne Arundel County Police announced the arrest of a man wanted in a shooting in Brooklyn. On Tuesday morning, a man driving on Belgrove Road reported being shot at by a man in a black SUV. A bullet was lodged in the rear of the victim's car. No injuries were reported. And investigators found a suspect, 42-year-old Hassan Hussein Muhammad, in Baltimore on Thursday. Police recovered two handguns from that suspect, who is prohibited from possessing firearms. And Salisbury police have announced the arrests of additional Salisbury University students in connection with an alleged hate crime assault in October. The two arrests announced Thursday bring the number of suspects to 15. An 18-year-old from Glendon and a 19-year-old from Severna Park are facing six charges in the case, including first-degree assault and hate crime offenses. Those suspects are accused of luring a victim to an off-campus apartment through a fake Grindr profile with the idea to have sex with a 16-year-old. When the victim arrived, police say he was assaulted. That victim believes he was targeted because of his sexuality. And funeral arrangements have been announced for Baltimore's former city council president, Mary Pat Clark. A funeral mass will be held on November 23rd. Clark died Sunday at the age of 83. She served the city for decades as the first woman elected as Baltimore city council president. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore says $20 million in taxes from the make that tax credits from the Maryland Historical Trust will promote revitalization of historic buildings. Award recipients include buildings in Allegheny County and Baltimore City. Up next, we check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Last night's lottery numbers, pick 3 was 659, pick 4, 2190. Now here's a check of traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway southeast side, outer loop. If you're coming up from the Back River Bridge, you're coming up towards Pulaski Highway. It looks to be right at the ramp and the merge at Route 702. And the two lanes coming up the Beltway now from the bridge at Chesico Avenue are basically coming to a stop on that section of the Beltway. So heads up now, you're coming north of the Back River Bridge, and from Eastern Avenue, you're going to have a delay coming up towards Pulaski Highway. It looks like after that, I'm just looking at the camera at Pulaski Highway, once you get to that section of the Beltway, the lanes are open, but getting there now is still the challenge. I'm not sure if all the lanes are open yet, but I don't see the flashing lights anymore, but 83 is still slow from an earlier problem southbound on 83 at Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens preparing for the Steelers, and they're very wary of Russell Wilson and the long ball this weekend. Sure, the Steelers will pound it, as they always do, on the ground. But now with Wilson under center, the deep ball is definitely back in play in Steel City. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on what is acceptable and unacceptable on the defensive side in his view.
It's one thing. It's one thing to give up, you know, 9-yard completions, 7-yard completions on check down and low routes and go tackle them. It's another thing even to hit a sail route or an in-breaking route and tackle it. But to not tackle it or to let it get behind us, those are just things that are just, those are below the line. You know, those are not okay.
Well, Wilson showed off that long ball last week against the Commanders with the 32-yard game-winning touchdown pass to Mike Williams. He's got two deep threats now in both Williams and, of course, George Pickens. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia last night, the Commanders led the Eagles 12-10 after three quarters. Unfortunately, the game is four quarters long.
Down by nine now in the battle for first place. Barkley! Does he have another one? Yes, he does. Touchdown.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Philly with 20 fourth quarter points. Take care of D.C. last night, 26-18. Eagles and Lions, far and away the class of the NFC. All MLB first team announced last night in New York. Among the five starting pitchers named was Orioles ace Corbin Burns. 15-9 on the year, a .292 earned run average. A Cy Young Award will be announced next week, and if not for the disastrous month of August, Burns probably would be in line for that too. Local college basketball last night, and what a night for Baltimore's own Ace Valentine.
Well, that's a nice dish. Valentine, the sack with the cut.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
A steal by Valentine. And Valentine nice. All the way.
Yours truly and UMBC Hall of Famer Rick Moreland on the call. Ace Valentine out of Mount St. Joe with a night. A career-high 11 assists, 3 steals as UMBC throttles Coppin State 92-67. Retrievers are now 3-1. They got St. Peter's coming to town on Saturday at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, tonight in College Park, after 3 tomato cans, Maryland basketball steps up in class with an 8 p.m. tilt against number 15 Marquette, led by one of the best players in the country, Cam Jones, a 6'5 senior guard at of Memphis, Tennessee. Jones top 30 NCAA in both points per game and assists per game. Head coach Kevin Willard on his team after three games.
The good thing is we've played three games to where we've seen three different styles that they've at least had to adjust. This is a new style. You know, we're gonna have to do a lot of different pick and roll coverages that we haven't done just because of all the stuff Gold does.
And of course, the game starts tonight, 8 o'clock at Xfinity Center in College Park. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Tyson slaps Paul.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at the Shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press.
It's all for show, of course, guys, as you know, because they really don't hate each other, and this really isn't a WBA-sanctioned boxing match. But things are heating up ahead of Mike Tyson's fight with Jake Paul. That's tonight at 8 p.m. The two boxers stared each other down at their weigh-in yesterday, Tyson slapping Paul in the face. He was held back by his team as Paul taunted him on the stage. I mean, again, this is all entertainment, of course, but you know what's interesting about this, guys? I'm in the camp that Jake Paul's going to mop the floor with Mike Tyson, but the bettors don't seem to think that.
I disagree.
Heavy money coming in on Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I think the physical strength of a heavyweight boxer when they land a blow, even if he's slow, even if he doesn't land as many blows as he is typically landed in his youth, I think that it's awesome. I mean, it's awe-inspiring. As in, oh my God, look at that! And I think a human being has trouble with that, and the speed as well.
Yeah,
I mean, I've had the opportunity to be up close with a couple of these guys. Their physical speed, it's they're not normal people, man.
No, I get that. But I guess my point is he's 58, and he hasn't fought in, like, really competitively in 20 years. I mean, how can he get in that ring? I don't know. We'll see. I'm fascinated by this fight. You know, not that it means anything and not for nothing, but I'm watching.
Well, what about you, Jules? You going to be watching the fight? I'm not.
Oh, she's a big fight fan.
She's a big fight fan.
Yeah. She's, yeah. I mean, look at her.
I'm Camp Tyson.
Oh, Camp Tyson. I guess I'm the only one, Camp Paul.
For the older guys, you know.
Check back with you in an hour, half an hour. Talk Radio you. 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's always a delight to say good morning to Congressman Andy Harris. Andy, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. I sure appreciate your time this morning, Congressman. There's a lot that's happened in the last handful of days. They keep rolling out a nominee after nominee for various government positions. Where do you stand on what Donald Trump has done so far?
Well, you know, some of the picks were real surprises. I think they're going to shake up the deep state here in Washington, and perhaps the reaction of the deep state is the best indication of whether or not he's made good picks.
Well, there are some that I think will sail through. For example, I just noted this last half hour. If you want to be a governor, go to the Dakotas because there are two job openings out there. And you have both the South and North Dakota. Their governors are now here working for Donald Trump, and I think they're both good hires. There are one or two. And, Andy, I do not know all the facts, and I've been searching for all the facts, and I cannot find them. I've had a lot of speculation, a lot of allegations on Matt Gaetz, that nefarious things happen. He misbehaved. Blah, blah, blah. But I've not seen the evidence of this. If the evidence is true, I don't think he gets through the nomination process. If it's not true, then it's just another Washington slime job. What do you know about that?
Well, I think the most revealing fact is that the weaponized Department of Justice brought the evidence before a grand jury, and they could not indict Matt Gaetz. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, the common saying is that, you know, a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich, and yet the grand jury that the DOJ brought their case to couldn't indict him. So one has to question whether or not you know, there's any meat to that case, or whether or not this is a made-up prosecution based on the testimony of someone who's not dependable.
Yeah, this is a woman who indicated that this happened, was 17. She's now an adult and will not say anything more about what occurred or what she says occurred. But, of course, we've seen this song and dance before. I think about certain Supreme Court nominees who have been slimed in the same fashion, all of whom, apparently, or none of whom actually have any basis to the sliming. So, I mean, this troubles me a lot because obviously, if indeed you had Matt Gaetz having sex with an underage girl, she was 17 at the time, then that's a real problem for the nomination. On the other hand, if this is just slime, then he is rattling the right cages, isn't he?
That's absolutely right. And again, you know, we don't know what the truth is, but the fact of the matter is that we've seen this play out before. And, you know, look, that maybe that's why you have a nominations process to let this play out. Or maybe we should just do him as a recess appointment, let him go and clean up the Department of Justice and then deal with it then.
Yeah, recess appointment would last for 2 years, if I recall correctly, correct? It'll last till the next, yeah. So, I mean, it would last till the next Congress. So, recess appointment, then bluntly, I wouldn't mind another recess appointment if he wants to finish the job, if he's proven competent between now and then. Of all the nominations, one of the ones that got the most pushback was Pete Hegseth. Apparently, Hegseth is a whole lot more than just a pretty face on TV. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute, all right? Congressman Andy Harris with us right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, delays on 83 still there. They're still working on the wreck southbound and right around the area of Timonium Road. So just a heads up, if you're coming down from Pedonia Road down to the Beltway, you'll need to stay to the center and the left. The other delay is on the Beltway coming up from the Back River Bridge. The accident is near the ramp. This area of the Beltway is only two lanes on the outer loop. It's near the ramp at Route 702, so there's not a lot of room to maneuver for the traffic coming up from the Back River Bridge, and it's very slow. Might be just a single lane for the traffic getting by. And I'm just watching a couple of tractor trailers here, and they're not moving very quickly on the outer loop. So already that could be a 15 to 20 minute delay if you're coming up from Eastern Avenue and again the Back River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain is moving out. Maybe a stray shower in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy, high 56. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 40s. Saturday, sunny and a high about 62 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, the temperatures are about 46 in Edgewood. Ellicott City has 42 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon if we could. A public service for all the folks in the food and beverage industry in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
What you do is what you believe, and everything else is just cottage cheese.
Yeah, I know. The cottage cheese.
That's my boy.
Yeah, cottage cheese being one of Chuck's favorite foods in the entire world.
No, it's not.
I mean, nothing like cottage cheese in Jell-O, by the way.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
That's even more special.
Awful. It's like eating a sponge.
All right. First, how to store, repurpose, and donate your leftover Halloween candy. You still have some Halloween candy sitting in the fridge. They go through a full list of how you can freeze some and redistribute some. My suggestion is put them in the WCBM break room. They'll be gone by 10:30 this morning.
10:30.
Yes.
Not 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, as soon as the sales department gets here, that stuff
right.
just all...
They're on their way now, if you said that.
Disappears. Several cheeses have been recalled across multiple states, including Brie and Camembert, sold at Aldi. If you have any of the Aldi Emporium Select Brie or La Bonne Vie Brie or the Industrial Brie, those cheeses are bad. Take them back, and as long as we're going to stay on this theme, a little more cheese for you. Scammers stole more than 20 tons of cheddar worth about $400,000 from a famed shop in London.
Wow.
And that is, as they say, a lot of cheddar, man. That's a lot of cheddar. That is Chuck's Food News. Talk
yeah,
radio.
Thankfully.
Thank
it's
you.
Over.
Please. Chuck back at 53. With us is Congressman Andy Harris. All right, Andy, let's talk about Pete Hegseth. What do you know?
Well, look, this upsets the Pentagon brass because he's not part of the Pentagon brass.
Yeah.
The woke military, between Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they have converted the American military to some woke institution that's unrecognizable from what it used to be. And Pete Hegseth has come out pretty strong against that. Imagine the audacity of the administration to assemble a group that's going to look at whether or not our generals are qualified. I mean, this is like the whole purpose of civilian oversight of the Department of Justice is to do exactly what Pete is going to do, and that's why they're pushing back at him.
Well, that's not been the practice over there. The practice is we determine these things, we'll do what you tell us to do, but we take care of who belongs and what rank. Is there a danger, though, that we'd move toward a politicized military where people get political favors by getting the promotion that they want? Somebody else does also, but they're the wrong politics?
Oh, we're there already. I mean, that's the whole problem. And, speak to anyone close the doors, get in the room and speak to anyone who's in the military, who's in the officer's rank. They will tell you that is the way the promotions are determined right now, whether you agree with the woke military.
If you do not agree, you do not get promoted, right?
That's right. That's right. You don't get promoted and you eventually leave the service. And that's why the top ranks of our military right now are devoid of fighting men and women whose purpose, who believe that the purpose of the military is actually to kill enemy and win wars. They think it's their purpose to change people's genders while they're in the military.
What is really odd about this, Congressman, is this is so reminiscent of the American military in the 1920s. We are 100 years later, and in the 1920s and 1930s, what we saw from the American military was this kind of calcified view of the world that would reject the possibility that that there were different ways of fighting war, which is why during World War One we got bogged down in trenches. They rejected the idea that airplanes could be used effectively against battleships by setting up unusually harsh parameters that they could run the tests on. And then, son of a gun, we're there watching. The Japanese were watching our tests. and saying, wow, thanks for the pointer. Then, of course, we know what happened in the late 1930s and 1940s. I see the same kind of calcification in our military now. And I know it's up or out, but there are a lot of highly qualified individuals who are choosing the out, and we are now short by around 10,000 soldiers in the Army. That's a lot.
Well, it's a lot, but you know what? You have to, someone's going to have to get in there and question, do we really need those 10,000, or is in fact 21st century warfare very different from 20th century warfare? And the military-industrial complex wants to continue 20th century warfare because that's where all the money is made. What we're learning from the war in Ukraine, for instance, is that drones are incredibly important in the future of warfare, the person with their automatic rifle, it's the person who actually can control a drone who may be the most important person in the future military.
A question from one of our listeners, Nick, who is in OC. Ask Andy how specifically President Trump will kill offshore wind, wind farms on the Atlantic coast and in Ocean City. I don't want to hear just that he will, but how will he? Executive orders, overseas reviews, cutting of subsidies. How will he do it, Andy?
Well, just to make sure that Nick and all the listeners know, one of our NATO allies, Sweden, actually just rejected 13 out of 14 offshore wind farms because they felt it was a threat to their defense posture. It's the same for the United States. But the way he's going to do it is he's going to write an executive order that stops the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management from issuing any further permits for offshore wind. He can do that with the stroke of a pen, and the new incoming Interior Secretary will carry out that executive order.
And that's Burgum, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so
right.
Doug Burgum, who was just nominated yesterday, the governor of North Dakota, will address those issues. We have Steve in Moncton. He has a question for you on a bill that you apparently changed your mind on. We'll get to his question coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, it's 6:50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Congressman Andy Harris with us from now until around 7:20 this morning. Your calls, questions come to either 410-WCBM-680 or shoot me an email. That is simply TheMorning5 at WCBM.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, it's Kim. Well, I gave it my best shot, and I'm disappointed with the result, but I'm happy to be back on the air with WCBM, starting Monday, November 11th, from 9 to noon weekdays. Join me for Kim Klasick Live as we discuss the most important local and national issues of the day, from Maryland's exploding juvenile crime epidemic to how the incoming Trump administration plans to turn the country around. So I'm glad to be back home on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Here's a question for you, Congressman. Steve in Moncton says, well, let's let him ask you, as a matter of fact. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Harris, it's my understanding that you introduced a bill November the 5th to negate if you're a government employee and you've worked a second job and you go to claim Social Security, which was a problem that I had. Is I was collecting a pension from the Baltimore City Fire Department, and I worked a second job, and I was supposedly going to be afforded $900 Social Security. They knew I had a second job. I mean, I had a job and a pension. They reduced my Social Security by 33%. I don't know exactly what that's called, but that was done because I was a government employee and I had a pension. You introduced a bill, to my understanding, to negate that so that you would get what you deserve from Social Security. And then you did that on November the 5th in the morning, and then in that afternoon it came out, and then you had it tabled, I believe, or something like that. You and another sponsor of that bill had it tabled. Why did you have it tabled? And go with that, also, I was told, do not vote for Andy Harris anymore because of that
Because of that, all right, Congressman, hold your response for a couple of seconds. Right now it's 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new incident just reported. I'm not sure what it is yet. Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard, but Baltimore County is headed that way, so we'll keep an eye on that. Slowing on the Beltway coming up from the Back River Bridge. They're still working on the accident on the outer loop approaching the ramp at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloficemaryland.com.
Rain's moving out. Maybe a stray shower in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Today's high around 56. Right now, 44 degrees, both in Hunt Valley and in Middle River. Congressman Andy Harris is with us. All right, Congressman, a take on his question. He says he had his pension reduced, or Social Security reduced, because he was working two jobs. You introduced a bill in the morning, the table in the afternoon. What gives?
That's absolutely right. What he left off is that while he was working as a firefighter, he didn't pay Social Security. He didn't pay into Social Security like all the other, like all the people, you know, his age who actually did pay into Social Security and the jobs they had. And the understanding was that because he was going to receive a public pension funded other than through Social Security, that when he, and it's a 40-year-old law, that when he became eligible for Social Security, there was going to be some reduction in Social Security because he didn't pay into Social Security while he was a firefighter. The bottom line is the bill that was introduced is going to cost $196 billion over the next 10 years, billion with a B, and it was going to take that money's taken from the 90% of Americans who didn't fall into that category. It's going to shorten the time to Social Security bankruptcy by 6 months. I mean, it's that large an amount of money, and it was brought to the chamber. It was going to be brought to the chamber with no opportunity to amend it. Now, I got to tell you, when you're spending $196 billion, you probably ought to entertain amendments. And one of the amendments was a bill that would have dealt with a lot of the problem, cost much less, and have been paid for. And we weren't allowed to even vote on that bill until we took the action we did on the floor. I would take that action again, every day of the week, because we have to defend Social Security, and blowing $196 billion hole in it is not the way to do it.
One of the proposals for Social Security, and of course it comes around on a biannual basis, I suppose, is move the retirement age further and further into the 70s if necessary, because lifespan is significantly longer now than it was when Social Security had the current standards set. Makes sense or no?
Look, I think it does, and I've stood for that. I say, look, keep the early retirement age where it is, but move the full retirement age. So that, again, someone who planned to retire at age 62, leave it where it is. It's a you know, diminished benefit, but then move the full retirement age. I think that's one of the solutions on the table. One of the solutions that should never be on the table is to put a $196 billion hole in it. And the one I want to point out is this is a teacher union led effort. Yes, the firefighters and FOP was the tail of this dog. This is a teachers union giveaway of $196 billion.
To individuals who are already receiving one form of government pension or another, correct?
That's absolutely right. And who over the past 40 years at the negotiating table for those other government pensions have always brought up the fact, well, my Social Security is not going to be as high. And they've been getting bigger government pensions that are not Social Security. This is, again, this was a $196 billion giveaway. It was all a union effort.
Okay, there's something I don't understand here. I've always been led to believe that, in essence, Social Security performs as an annuity, that you have X number of dollars that you're going to receive during the course of your life. You retire at age 62. That means that amount is divisible by the extra years you live. If you retire at age 75, there are fewer years, you get more money. In that case, if an individual is working a second job and having Social Security withheld from that second job, should he or she not be able to say, I'd like the Social Security benefits that would accrue to that second job?
So here's the problem. The problem is that, as we know, Social Security does not pay for itself. I mean, they're obviously going to, it's a Ponzi scheme. So if you deplete the balance quicker, you have other people having to pay into that Ponzi scheme. And the bottom line is that everybody over the last 40 years knew what these rules were. The unions at the negotiating table were negotiating for higher non-Social Security pensions, and now want to come back and say, well, we want that higher non-Social Security pension. Oh, by the way, give us the full Social Security pension, which we know is subsidized by other workers.
All right. I kind of understand, but still I'm a bit puzzled here, Andy. If I'm working another job, if I'm working this job and a second job, should not I receive the Social Security benefits that would be appropriate for the combined income of those two jobs? And in the case of a government employee, they're working a second job, fine. Their actual salary from working from a government pension, that's taken care of in a separate pot of money. But they're putting in money to Social Security working that second job. Should they not receive the benefit?
The difference is they're not putting into Social Security for their first job, their prime job. The public job. They were treated differently than every other worker. They didn't have to pay into Social Security because they had that other pension. And now we're saying we want to not have paid into Social Security, and we want the full Social Security benefit and our public pension. We could have dealt with this at a cost of about $30 billion and taken care truly of the inequities in the system. But no, this was a total giveaway to everyone in that category, and it's going to cost $196 billion. That the other 90% of the Social Security beneficiaries who don't fit into that category are going to have to pay for.
Andy Harris is with us till 7:20. Please hang on, Congressman. Right now it's 7 o'clock on WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In announcing one of his latest nominees, President-elect Trump let the cat out of the bag during last night's gala at Mar-a-Lago.
I won't tell you his name. Might be something like Burgum. He's from North Dakota. He's going to be announced for a very big position.
Mr. Trump plans to nominate North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary. Other nominations include RFK Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary and former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins for VA Secretary. Senator Tom Cotton giving his full-throated support to the nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary.
He's a highly decorated veteran. I think he deployed 3 times to the Middle East.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, plus a time in Guantanamo Bay. He spent a lot of time in the defense policy world.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Opening statements are pending in a non-jury trial in Athens, Georgia. It's a case that's fueled the debate over illegal immigration and border security, or the lack thereof.
The trial is expected to get underway today in Athens, Georgia, for Jose Ibarra, who was accused in the February killing of nursing student Lakin Hope Riley. Her body was found on the University of Georgia campus in Athens. Prosecutors allege that Ibarra hit the 22-year-old woman in the head, suffocated her, and intended to sexually assault her. Ibarra, who is Venezuelan, entered the U.S. illegally in 2022, but was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case. Republicans, including President-elect Donald Trump, blame the Biden administration's border policies for Riley's death. I'm Donna Warder.
Containment at 75% for the Jennings Creek wildfire burning along the New York, New Jersey border. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 176 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Well, good morning. It's 7:03, and with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the outer loop looks a little better now coming up from the Back River Bridge, so that looks like the accident may have cleared near the ramp at Route 702. There is a stop on the inner loop shoulder in that same area, but I think that's just a broken down vehicle. The pace is better now as you're coming up from the Back River Bridge. We're getting some slowing, of course, on the Beltway now as we start to fill in Hartford Road inner loop towards Green Spring and on the west side, but all the lanes are open. Last check, did not see anything major with the normal heavy traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. And again, Baltimore County was checking on a situation. I don't know what it is yet at Owings Mills Boulevard at Red Run Boulevard. That's not far from 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland 6th District Republican candidate Neil Parrott has conceded the U.S. congressional race to Democrat April McLean-Delaney. McLean-Delaney will replace Democratic Congressman David Trone, who lost the primary election for the U.S. Senate. More arrests of Salisbury University students announced in an alleged hate crime assault. Salisbury police arrested an 18-year-old from Glendon and a 19-year-old from Severna Park, bringing the total number of suspects to 15. The suspects are accused of luring victim to an off-campus apartment through a fake Grindr profile under false pretenses. When the victim arrived, police say he was assaulted. The victim believes he was targeted because of his sexuality. And a 47-year-old man is expected to recover after he was shot outside of a North Baltimore Royal Farm store on Thursday afternoon. Police responded to the 200 block of West Cold Spring Lane shortly after 3 and found the victim, who was taken to a hospital for treatment. No word on his condition. The store is located next to Loyola University, Maryland, but that victim was not a student. Police are searching for a suspect. Coming up next, we'll have Stein on Sports.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, there's no doubt that the Ravens' offense has been a juggernaut all season, among other things, averaging 464 yards per game on the road, which is on pace for the most in the NFL within a season since the merger in 1970. Steelers' 14-year veteran defensive tackle Cam Hayward was asked yesterday how you stop that offense and a guy like Lamar Jackson.
You know, he's a heck of a talent that you try to bottle up, but you never can, and sometimes it's come down to just having the ball last.
Well, that ball must be belonging to the Steelers, who've won 7 of the last 8 against Baltimore, and all of them have been by one score or less. Thursday night football last night in Philadelphia was a pretty good battle.
See, the call is on the ground, and a first down, and a ton more. Barkley, touchdown.
Saquon Barkley with two scores. Al Michaels had the call on Prime. 198 yards from scrimmage for Barkley as the Eagles showed the Commanders last night who's who and what's what in the NFC East. Philly 26, Commanders 18. One other NFL note, Chiefs announcing kicker Harrison Butker will be going on the injured reserve. All MLB first team announced last night in New York. Among the 5 starting pitchers named was Orioles ace Corbin Burns. Cy Young Awards will be announced next week. MLB also announcing yesterday that the Rays will play in the Yankees Tampa spring training facility for 2025 because Tropicana Field will not be ready. Coming up at 7:35, Bill Belichick, the lobster boat captain, can go home again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at their shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. I'm Bruce Elliott. We start at 6 o'clock every morning. We started at 6 this morning. If you missed that, you missed the first half hour of Andy Harris. He continues with us. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us for the additional time from now until around 7:20 this morning. And let me address one or two things that I think people are just wondering about. First day of the Trump presidency. I'm curious, if you had to guess, how many executive orders will go out on the first day and within the first week?
Oh, there could be 100, 200. I mean, the difference this time is that he's prepared to hit the ground running, and he's had staff and as well as other entities in Washington that have been waiting for this moment, literally drafting these executive orders. I mean, they're not being drafted at the last moment. They're sitting there drafted already. There will be a lot.
Okay, now, second question. How long are we going to be living under executive orders? How long will it take the House and the Senate to say, all right, let's convert these things into law? Because what happened last time the Republican left office is you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris come in and say, border, what border? And that's just one issue.
Yeah, you got to ask Chuck Schumer because, of course, he's in charge of the 47 Democrats in the Senate. He only needs 40 to stop any effort to put the executive orders into law. And my prediction is that he stops 100% of those efforts. The Democrats have been committed to their liberal, I will say, socialist agenda now for at least 12 years, and they want to go forward unimpeded by an election. So they're not going to let this election get in the way of their ability to stop any legal change, any changes to the law that would impede this their progression towards socialism.
That being the case, what you're saying is we should expect 2 years of gridlock.
With the exception of the reconciliation bills, which are spending bills, which are very important, yes, there will be two years of gridlock, and it will be because Chuck Schumer will not take up common sense bills like we've sent in the past. The SAVE Act, a perfect example. Why in the world should we have illegal aliens allowed to vote in federal elections? But the Democrats have stopped that bill, which we passed out of the House in the Senate last time. They will stop it again. And we may need another election to get our number of Republicans up in the Senate to 60, where we can take action just like you say, pass into law what these executive orders will do.
Yeah, because executive orders last only as long as any administration lasts. I would think that one of the first things Donald Trump will do is to take a look at the Joe Biden executive orders and say, they're all gone.
Oh, yeah. He will negate hundreds of Biden executive orders on the first day.
Okay, now back to an issue that is clearly roiling the waters here. This email is from August. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Anybody that has a federal government pension should not be receiving any Social Security. They need to put an end to this pension program for those federal employees who sponge off the private sector their whole lives. At the same time, we have a number of callers. I'm going to talk to you in just a couple of seconds saying, whoa, hold on a second. That guy, August, is wrong. So brace yourself for this, Andy, because the calls are coming in right now. It's 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the 50th through Annapolis right now at the Severn River Bridge, and coming over from Ritchie Highway from the Bay Bridge, all the lanes are open. The backup is really not even there yet so far this morning at I-97 at the ramps at Route 32. We did, in fact, clear the wreck from the Beltway outer loop at 702. That now has improved through that area. There is some slowing on the Beltway, but it's not bad. The Parkville side right here at Hartford Road looks good. The inner loop at Green Spring has a good pace. And on the outer loop, yeah, it's jammed up right here at Liberty Road. I'm just going to check a little bit further down. We stay busy all the way down through the ramps at Route 40. And then after that, towards Frederick Road, the pace does improve perfectly fine right now with the lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain moving out. Maybe a stray shower in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy, and a high today around 56 degrees or thereabouts. For tomorrow, high around 62. Right now, it's a fairly pleasant outside, but a bit brisk. Parkville, 42 degrees. Pikesville, also 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Congressman Andy Harris is with us for a few additional minutes. Let's grab a call or two for you. Linda is in Harford County. She joins us this hour. First, good morning, Linda.
Good morning. I have a two-part statement to make, and in response to what Andy just said, according to the Constitution, law can only be made by the legislative branch. It cannot be made by executive order. Executive orders can only deal with policy.
Yeah.
So that's the problem right there. And the second thing is, Andy was talking about raising the retirement age for Social Security, but you've got to take into consideration, especially because he's a doctor, is that people are not well now. And if they become ill before the raised Social Security age, what are they going to do for income?
What do you say, Andy?
Well, the illness factor, I'm not talking about eliminating Social Security disability payments. So the illness factor doesn't enter into it. The fact of the matter is that the average life expectancy is far more now, and I mean far more than it was. In fact, when Social Security was initiated, the average life expectancy was around 65. Now it's around 80. And we have not changed the Social Security system to reflect that. So, look, there are no good solutions to the social. The only thing we know is that Social Security goes bankrupt in 2035. And if that bill passes the Senate, the $196 billion bill that blows a hole in it, it's actually going to be 6 months earlier than that. We have to deal with it. Is there a good solution? No, it probably is going to involve a benefit of taxes and changing the benefit structure. So I think that's going to be the compromise that Ronald Reagan did in the 1980s. It's probably the compromise that whoever is president in 2033 is probably going to have to deal with, because Congress is not going to deal with this issue. They're going to put this off until you're hanging over the cliff.
Yeah, that is the sound of a can being kicked down the road is what you're going to hear. Steve is in Perry Hall. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, sir. There's a component that's being missed in this whole process. The problem is that, and by the way, I'm a retired captain from the city. I did work part-time during my career. The problem is that the part-time employment that a lot of us had, you know, pre- and post-employment as well, cumulatively, it makes us appear to be low-income earners. And Social Security benefits are weighted to favor low-income workers. All that had to be, and by the way, I've been engaged in this process since day one, 1983. All that has to be done is remove the waiting process for those of us who also have a government pension. If I'm entitled to 10 cents on a dollar, don't pay me 15. That's all. Yeah, just remove the waiting process and it takes care of the problem. I only get what I actually earned. My benefit would not be enhanced, and that would address the problem.
Is that a solution, by, Congressman?
By the way, what really concerns me, Mr. Harris, is that the manner in which you did it, you violated House rules. You conducted a hearing with one member present, Mr. Good from Virginia, who lost his primary, by the way. So you got unanimous consent from one member of Congress in violation of House rules. That is just inexcusable. I have voted for you every election cycle since you first ran, but never again. I'm sorry, never again.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but I did not violate House rules. The FOP is lying to you about that. Period. Full stop. I did not violate House rules, and I can get a letter from the parliamentarian who says I did not violate House rules. Technically, there was an opinion of the speaker. It's called the speaker's announced policies, which is not part of House rules. And about that issue, I get it. They're a union. I get it. The teachers' union wants more money. The FOP wants more money. But to the original point, you're absolutely right. If there was no subsidy for lower end earners, then that would have negated the issue. But there is a subsidy, and you're taking money from other recipients of Social Security with this bill.
Steve, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Congressman Andy Harris, as always, thank you for your time. Took some heat straight on. Handled it very well this morning. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. 410-WCBM is our telephone number. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Congressman Andy Harris was with us for the last, 45, 50 minutes. Great conversation. Coming up, we have to explore a couple of things. First, coming up in a moment or two, of course, you'll have the mega movement update, but of course, this hour as well. Excess deaths, cardiac arrests because of the COVID jab. There's now research out that says we have a problem, and it is a major problem. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Actually, I am more mischievous to the muscle than bad to the bone, but I do it again. By the way, the life expectancy in 1945, Social Security was supposed to kick in at age 65. The life expectancy here in this country was 62 and a half. All right. That's how it was set up. It was a bit of a sucker's bet. Plus, it was just piddly money at the time, according to what was even being earned at the time. So it was set up to say, look at what the wonderful things we're doing for you. But of course, you're going to be dead before you get it. And then that was actually sustainable. Because those individuals who did make it to 65, there was enough money around to actually pay Social Security. Over time, that has changed significantly. As Andy said, life expectancy now is somewhere around 80, 81, 82. It keeps going up. It'll taper off sooner or later. But Social Security can kick in as early as age 62 and a half. There has to be a realistic way of looking at this. Fine, you've earned money your entire life. It's not an entitlement. It is your money. Now, I want to be very clear about that. This is not an entitlement that, in my view, government should cut at all. You earned the money. You paid into the system, and your employer paid into the system for your entire working career. That being said, you have to figure, all right, this is the bundle of money that I have. And I want to last for 10 years? Fine. Then if you figure you're going to last till age 80, start retiring at age 70. If you want that bundle of money to last for 20 years, fine. Retire at age 60. If you want it to last for 5 years, again, it's the same amount of money. It's just different on how fast it gets doled out. Then fine. Retire at age 75. That's not, I guess, the logic that's being applied here. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. And coming up in a couple of minutes, this is just an amazing story. They've done the research out in King County, out on the West Coast. This is Seattle, I believe. And it turns out there's a rather direct link between the COVID vaccines and an extraordinary number of cardiac events, a surge in excess cardiac arrest deaths among some 2 million COVID-19 vaccinated individuals who were reviewed in this peer-reviewed study. 1,236% rise. That is not a blip on the screen. That is a huge element here of American health. We were told, oh, it's safe. There's no downside. Get one jab, two jabs, three jabs, five jabs. Get 37 jabs. Get a jab a year for the rest of your life. And now we're told that a peer-reviewed study says that we have that much of a surge in excess cardiac arrest deaths? Kind of gives you pause, doesn't it? That's coming up right now at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I always hate when there's a surge. It kind of sneaks up on you. Kind of gives you a headache at the same time. Outer loop of the Beltway at Wilkins Avenue, moving down to 95. That area is open. The west side is really the busy area. It's Liberty Road to Frederick Road. And then, as we said, right here at Wilkins, does get better. Parkville side, a little bit slower now. Hartford Road towards Providence Road. JFX had a look there. We're clear from Ruxton Road into the Rabs downtown. And both the tunnels still running with all the lanes open. Most of the traffic, of course, in the morning is on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Today's high around 56 degrees, should dry up during the course of the day. Tomorrow, 62. Right now, Reisterstown, 40 degrees. Severna Park has 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. All right, this guy's name is Nicholas Hulcher. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He is one of the researchers who did this study. This has been a peer-reviewed study. There was a study called, ready for a long title, Excess Cardiopulmonary Arrest and Mortality After COVID-19 Vaccination in King County, Washington. It was published last month. And it was published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. This is a peer-reviewed study. What they found was there's been a surge of 1,236% in excess cardiac arrest deaths among the citizens of King County, Washington, after they took the jab. Those individuals who did not take the jab, who fought against it, no surge. This is not a correlation. This is causation. It's not simply something that happened at the same time, because if that were something that happened at the same time, then those individuals who had not taken the jab would have seen the same increase. And that's how you differentiate here. You have your control group. Those individuals who did not take the jab, no surge. Those individuals who did take the jab, sorry, you've just massively increased your chances of having a cardiac arrest, a fatal cardiac arrest. Here's Hulcher.
What we found was among 98% of the King County population that is vaccinated, received at least one dose, there was a 1,200% increase in excess cardiac arrest deaths, 25% increase overall in total cardiac arrests.
25% increase in total cardiac arrests. As far as excess cardiac arrest deaths, a surge of 1,200% plus, 1,236% to be precise. That's Nicholas Hulcher. He's the researcher who did this. And he says the survival rates, again, post-jab, and again, you have your control group. You have those individuals who did not take the jab. Say instead they took a placebo. All right, that's the way of thinking of it. So you have two groups of individuals of substantial size. So you're not talking about a sample size of 50 people. You're talking about an entire county, 2 million people. You have your control group, and you have the group that took the jab. 1,236% increase in fatal cardiac arrests, and the survival rates, of course, went down.
The survival rate dropped of EMS attending these cardiac arrests, and cases of obvious death increased dramatically since the vaccines rolled out.
Yeah. Again, not simply a correlation. This is causation. Thank you very much, Dr. Fauci, the virus god. And Hulcher says it's time for the medical community and big pharma to take a step back, to carefully examine what they have pushed on us. And I'll tell you, right now is the opportune time, because guess who's going to be hitting HHS? Robert Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, instinctively is anti-vax. Mostly he wants a healthier America. 43% of us are fat. This was not the case in the 1960s. Look at pictures of Americans on the beach in the 50s and 60s. By and large, we were a slim country. The advent of fast food and additives in food, etc., etc., we have ballooned up. 43% of us are technically fat folks. And we fight it all the time. Hulcher says it's time for these groups who have pushed this nonsense on the American public to wake up, to open their eyes.
These findings are a very strong safety signal that must be considered by regulatory authorities to prevent any more cardiac arrests from happening.
Yeah, not a surprise. We have actually personal friends who've had some very negative physical impacts post the jab. You know, if it's one or two, you think, well, you know, it's anecdotal. It may or may not have been the cause and effect we're looking at. But when you're looking at these massive numbers, there's no doubt. There's no doubt as to what's been going on. Hulcher says that they identified a significant ecological and temporal association between excess fatal cardiopulmonary arrests and the COVID-19 vaccination campaign. The increase in excess cardiopulmonary arrest deaths can also be attributed to COVID-19 infection and disruptions in emergency care during the pandemic. Urgent further research is needed to confirm the observations with attention to risk mitigation and incident events and improved survival with resuscitation. He is saying we've been sold, very politely, we've been sold a bill of goods. We were sold a pig in a poke. You know what that means? A poke is what you put the pig in to transport them. You can't see inside the poke. People decide to buy a pig in a poke. They're just taking the faith of whoever's selling it to them. Anthony Fauci sold us a pig in a poke, and we bought it. And those of us who decided not to buy it or to push back against it, we are ostracized for it. Think on that. Coming up, teachers in trouble for their behavior post-election. 7:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, news, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. A loaded gun and stolen car were reportedly found on the campus of a Baltimore County high school Wednesday morning. Officers arrived at Milford Mill Academy after the Regional Auto Theft Task Force spotted two students in a stolen car on school property. Baltimore City Police say a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old were taken into custody. The 16-year-old allegedly had a loaded handgun in his backpack. Police say that 16-year-old has been charged. No update on the 14-year-old. The Harford County Council has removed Councilman Dion Guthrie from elected office following his plea in a felony theft case. The 86-year-old Guthrie was charged with stealing more than $23,000 while president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local in Cockeysville. He entered an Alford plea Thursday, acknowledging enough evidence for a conviction without admitting guilt. In a statement, the council's attorney says that by entering the plea, Guthrie's removed from office and his seat is now deemed vacant. Funeral arrangements announced for Baltimore's former City Council President Mary Pat Clark. A funeral mass will be held at Cathedral of Mary Our Queen November 23rd. Clark died Sunday at the age of 83. She served the city for decades and was the first woman elected as Baltimore City Council President. $5,000 has been added to the reward for information leading to the arrest in the shooting of a Dunbar High School student. The victim of the shooting is expected to recover, and police have released an image of a person of interest. And Anne Arundel County Police announced the arrest of a man wanted in a shooting in Brooklyn. Early Tuesday morning, a man driving on Belgrove Road reported being shot at by a man in a black SUV. No injuries were reported. A 42-year-old from Baltimore was arrested on Thursday. And coming up next, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar. buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 659 and the pick 4 was 2190. And now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at 95 at Caton Avenue and then coming up eventually into the ramp area at 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. Good pace right now through the area. Both the tunnels are really doing well early this morning. No conditions right now that are causing any problems. A little slow on the Beltway. Liberty Road down through Route 40. Parkville side is busy at Hartford Road, but the inner loop at Green Spring looks good. JFX, you're fine. Top to bottom, all the way down from Ruxton Road, you're clear into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Steelers this Sunday for the 65th time since 1996. Steelers lead the regular season series 35-25, 3-1 in the post. Most of the games have been between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. In fact, all of them since 2008. Here's Tomlin.
I think one of the awesome components of this rivalry is the continuity in the organizations. Man, I've been on my job a long time. Harbs has been on his job a long time. And I think that adds a texture and history to it. And so,
in fact, these two coaches are the longest tenured in the National Football League. Tomlin, 18 seasons. Harbaugh, 17 seasons. Andy Reid in Kansas City is next with 12. Thursday night football last night in Philly, and the Eagles showed the commander what's what.
Down by 9 now in the battle for first place. Barkley! Does he have another one? Yes, he does. Touchdown.
The Eagles are what's what in the NFC East. Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Saquon Barkley, 198 yards from scrimmage and two touchdowns as Philadelphia beats Washington 26-18 was the final. Local college basketball last night, Mount St. Joe grad Ace Valentine had a night for UMBC. Off the bench, Valentine posting a career-high 11 assists, leading UMBC to a 92-67 win over crosstown rival Coppin State. Tonight, a big game down in College Park. Maryland host number 15 Marquette, who boasts 6'5 guard Cam Brown, one of the top players in the country. Maryland does, however, have an advantage in the post with one of the best twin tower combos in the game, 6'9 senior Julian Reese, 6'10 freshman Garrett Queen, both from St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. And according to head coach Kevin Willard, the pair share that Baltimore basketball DNA.
Derek lived in Baltimore all summer long, played on the same AAU teams. We're in the same gyms, worked out with the same guys. So, you know, I think they're very similar in the fact that they love where they come from. They appreciate where they come from.
No doubt. Corbin Burns honored last night, named as one of five pitchers to make the All-MLB First Team Cy Young Award and League MVPs to be announced next week. And finally, Sage Steele is back in the news. The former Comcast Sportsnet and ESPN sportscaster denying rumors yesterday that she could be in line to join President Trump's cabinet as White House press secretary. And borrowing a phrase that Trump has coined, Steele on X called the report fake news. And that is not. The time now is 7:30. 37, Bruce, when we return, the lobster boat captain goes home.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So I'll get to the lobster boat captain in a minute, but let's talk about Sage Steele for a second.
I think she'd be ideal in this job.
Terrific. I just said to you, she would hold them accountable.
And frankly, by comparison with Karine Jean-Pierre, this is a woman who knows what she's talking about and is not going to give these stupid sophomoric answers and dodge as KJP has been doing for the last 3.5, 4 years.
Yeah, and Sage Steele, you know, I don't know how closely you followed her career because she went to ESPN after Comcast Sportsnet. Right. She was muzzled for a long time at ESPN, and she finally found her voice, the courage to find her voice, resigned, and has become literally the conservative sports icon that she is today.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I wanted to get to the lobster boat captain real quick. As you probably know, the Belichick family is from Annapolis. Mm-hmm. His father, Steve, was a Navy football coach for many, many years. Anyway, this past Wednesday night, a couple of nights ago, the Anne Arundel County Sports Hall of Fame had its honorees, and included in there were a Navy boxing trainer, a Major League first base coach, a softball player, and the former starting center of the Annapolis High School Panthers football team, one Bill Belichick, over 45 years ago, was the starting center for the Annapolis Admirals, and now he is a six-time Super Bowl champion and a Hall of Famer.
There you go.
And I don't like the guy, but you got to respect him.
Yeah, you do. You remember the mom from Throw Mama Off the Car, Off the Train, rather?
The mom, yeah, the mom, I remember him, the short little one.
Yeah,
yeah.
You ever notice you never seen her and Belichick on the same picture?
No, I never have actually.
Yeah, think about that.
It's a good. I'm going to Google that.
Yeah, you Google that because you're going to begin to question your whole grasp on reality here.
Okay.
6:39 talk.
Goodbye,
radio.
Bruce.
Yeah, goodbye. See you coming up. 6:39 talk radio. 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Well, I'll tell you, these are just a couple of cases of the misbehavior we're currently seeing in our educational institutions. Here's the first one. Moreno Valley Unified School District Board meeting turned into chaos. A group of parents called for AP history teacher Maximiliano Perez to be removed from his position after he was accused of making racist remarks about Trump supporters, according to an audio recording. Look, this is not AI. This is the guy. The teacher told students that non-white people who voted for Trump wish they were white. And I quote him, "God, they want to be white so bad." He also called Trump a rapist, draft-dodging coward. "This blank is not a blanking game. Can you end up with no human rights? Yes. Will it happen to you? Most likely not, which is a good thing. But has Donald Trump quoted Hitler? Yes. Does he embody some of Hitler's ideas? Yes." He has now been placed on administrative leave. The parents said the school district has not gone far enough. Administrative leave doesn't do it. The guy should be removed from the classroom. Period. Hold whatever opinions you wish, but you're not there to indoctrinate kids on your political point of view. I don't care what the political point of view is. Reading, writing, arithmetic, remember all that basic stuff? And I don't care what their pronouns are. Can they add a column of numbers? Can they speak the Queen's English, as it were? Those are the kinds of things that actually help move one ahead in life. This, you know, my pronoun crap, that doesn't actually move you ahead in your career. Being able to satisfy the job requirements of whatever job you happen to have and excel at them, that's what does it. And how do you do that? Being able to cogently put your thoughts together on paper, to make a presentation that makes sense to your superiors, to be able to add a column of numbers. Those kinds of skills should be taught in school. They used to be all the time. To understand your civic responsibility, again, that used to be all the time. But not there, and also not out in Chino. And Chino's California, I do believe. And in Chino, California, you have this teacher.
I'm pissed. People voted for a freaking rapist, and I'm pissed off.
Yeah. Well, that was just the beginning. He said, I'm pissed. And then he said, there's a kid in my class wearing a Trump baseball hat, a MAGA hat. He wanted security called to remove the kid and or the hat.
Back to your freaking seat now. Go. Take the. Can you send security up? Please, that boy who has a Trump hat on, and I'm not going to tolerate it today. Bye-bye.
That's right. Send security up because the guy has a baseball hat on. Of course, other kids had other baseball hats on. No problem. But it was a Trump one that actually lit this guy on fire. And then his justification for this is he has a daughter.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I have a daughter. I have three nieces. He raped them. And it's people are voting for him. Christians are voting for him. Some losers.
Yeah, and it says, and you know what? If you don't like what I'm saying, just go ahead. Just fire me. The guy thinks he's entrenched. He can't be touched. He can't be fired. Basically, this is one of those, I'm going to thumb my nose at you, I'm going to say what I want to say, and to hell with you.
I don't care. Fire the hell out of me. I'm fighting for my daughter, my nieces, their rights.
Yeah, you know what? Fire the hell out of me. Well, unfortunately for him, Sonia Shaw is the woman who's actually in charge of the school board out there in Chino, and she says, we can accommodate.
Unfortunately, this video is real. Teachers are not supposed to bring their political views, whether this is, on something else or specifically on this election. It should never happen.
It should never happen. And this is a matter that continues to be examined. It should never happen. But it's happening all across the country. 743, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Coming up just a moment or two, by the way. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Gary Stein's going to come back into studio and join us for this, I hope. But first, though, traffic on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The northbound side brought to you as a service, by the way, of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 295 North. A little slow, not bad, speed reduction right here at 197, but the rest of the parkway is moving right along. Two slowdowns on the Beltway now, but nothing out of the ordinary. Inner Loop at Green Spring towards the JFX, a little slow there down the hill. Outer Loop is still slow at Hartford Road. The west side now is already improving, and barring any new problems, it looks like it's going to be okay through there, and we've been fine this morning. With all the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels, JFX, you're still good there from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's high is about 56 degrees. The rain should all clear out. For tomorrow, a high around 62. It continues to be just a bit brisk outside right now, but it's not going to be a bad weekend. Come on, you got to rake the leaves somehow, sometime. Right now, somebody else can do it. Rice is down 40 degrees. Ocean City, by the way, if you're heading over, is 51 right now. And yes, once again, it is time for us for Choose Your Fake News. We have a contestant. It is Ed in Mount Airy. Ed, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Now, Ed, you have a full panel here because we have dragooned Mr. Stein to come back into the studio with us.
Dragooned
him in.
That's the worst thing I've ever been called, Bruce.
Yes, to God.
Not a dragon, a dragoon.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, Ed, you get to choose. You're going to go first, second, third, fourth, or fifth?
I'll take the fifth.
I set you up so nicely for that.
Myself.
All right, here we go. Here are your three stories. Story number one. Up to 20 human skulls have been found in a man's discarded bags in his home in New Mexico. Police in New Mexico say they found evidence of human skulls in a house and in discarded bags. They believe the discovery could be tied to the case of a woman who went missing 5 years ago. Up to 20 human skulls have now been found in a home in New Mexico. Police believe one of them may be connected to this disappearance. The Lea County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday that a resident offered a ride to a man later identified as Cecil Villanueva. During the ride, the resident said he had an unsettling encounter. Police say that Villanueva had been carrying two bags with him and made alarming statements and discarded objects from the vehicle, some of which appear to be human bones.
There you go. And there's a sign on the side that said, "What's in the road?"
Ahead. Yes. Police reported ahead. Story number two. In Waupun, Wisconsin, Yeah, this is the Badger State. The town say that badgers have taken over. They're wrecking the local walking paths and causing all kinds of chaos. Badgers have been causing chaos in Waupun, wrecking footpaths and funneling under roads, causing them to collapse. I mean, there's little country two-lane roads out there. Now, the people of Waupun have come across to stand up to the striped menaces, saying something's got to be done. Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers. And story number three.
Please.
You're terrible.
It turns out that vehicle access to paradise at Mount Rainier, it's now open, but with limitations. Beginning Tuesday of this week, Mount Rainier National Park will open vehicle access to the paradise area 4 days per week. The problem is they've paved most of paradise and put up a parking lot there.
Okay. I'm going home now.
All right.
Bruce, well, you called me in for this.
Yeah, he called you in there for that? The hell with that. Take your dragoon ass.
I got a lot of better things to do, Bruce. like sports.
We'll start with Chuck.
Hell, I don't know. I don't believe that.
I don't believe any of them.
You know, I know you're from that part of the woods about the badgers.
Yep.
I haven't heard anything about that. I'm going with that.
Got to go with badgers, all right? The Badger State. Chuck goes with Badgers. Story number two. We'll go with you next, Jules.
Yeah, I'm with Chuck. It's the Badgers.
It's the Badgers. Kristen?
I'm going to say number two, but for a different reason. Ah. Country people know what to do about little varmints. You just, you know, get your gun.
Pew, 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 pew.
So I don't think they'd be confused. They know what to do.
Mr. Stein, sir.
Since we don't need any stinking badges, this is one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm going to go with that one, too. I think it's a clean sweep.
Well, just about. Ed Monteri, what say you, sir?
Oh, quit badgering me. Wow. I might as well go with two.
All right. Up to 20 human skulls. That was story number one. That is a true story.
I thought it was.
Wow.
Ew.
Okay. Yeah. The funny thing is, there used to be a guy in Wisconsin named Ed Gein, who was also known as the murderer of Plainville. He used to kill people, skin them, and use them as lampshades. Honest to God.
That's pretty, it's a real pretty turn-off. Bruce. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's a real turn-off. Story number three, they have not paved paradise, and yes, vehicle access is now allowed. Story number two, you're all right.
All right. Yay.
You are all correct. We don't need no stinking badgers. That is a fake news story, Ed. Please hold on. We'll get all your information, and congratulations.
I'm so happy now.
You are? I would imagine
so. I almost
so.
Peed my pants just then. I was so happy.
Yes. Bruce, thank you. It was a pleasure being with you again.
Thank you so much.
So long, Dragoon.
So long to you, too.
Completely out of control. It's just 7:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Rob Carson Show. Telling a young girl that the reason why she's suicidal is because she actually wants to be a boy. Convincing her to do puberty blockers, then get a hysterectomy and mastectomy. Take the skin of their leg or arm and fashion it into a phallus connected to her body and say she's a man. That's evil. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and Gene is in Orlando. Gene, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm well, thanks.
I just wanted to bring up a little thing. I was up in Eldred, New York, years ago. I was running a nightclub up there. It was a very small town. They had one doctor in town. He was maybe 55, 60, in very good health. He wasn't overweight or anything. He wanted to take the jab to show his elderly patients that there was no harm in doing it. So at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he had it done. By 8 o'clock, he had to lay down and was in bed. He died by 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And his wife, who was his nurse, was outraged, and she was trying to sue the drug company because she said he had no underlying conditions or anything.
Yeah, well, of course, they were all indemnified. I mean, they were all covered. Yeah. All the pharmaceutical companies were told, no matter what you do, basically, nobody can sue you. The government will cover you. So there's no way of suing the government. There is, however, a wonderful cautionary tale out of this. All the individuals who are saying, wait a minute, this could be a problem here. We know nothing about the mRNA. We have an untested vaccine. No tests were done prior to releasing this on the marketplace. No human tests and no animal tests. It's simply that, all right, you guys we had a very small sample group that did the alpha test. You guys are the beta group, and you're all getting the jab. And you must get the jab.
Yep.
Think about the compulsion that was involved there. If you recall, I mean, for heaven's sakes, you had Larry Hogan without any legislative authority whatsoever decide, hey, guess what? I am going to shut down the entire state. You can no longer go
and
to church.
Wear the damn mask.
Yep, wear the damn mask. And you must take the shot. You know, get the jab. Get the damn jab, I think, is what Jill Biden said at one point. You have all these people who are nominally in power, abusing their power, and forcing a jab on the American population. One thing that we should learn from this, it seems to me, Gene, very clearly is that authoritarianism has a real downside. When somebody says they can control what you do with your body and with your mind, the downside is excess cardiovascular events and heart attacks and dead people. A 1,200% increase following the jab. While these authoritarians were saying, you must do what I tell you to do. It applies outside medicine as well. Doesn't matter where it is, no matter what the circumstance is, we are going to tell you what to do and you will comply. That's the lesson to be learned here.
You know what? I agree. You know, just to say one other downside, Eldridge was a really small village in upstate New York, and that was the one doctor in that village.
Yeah.
There is no longer any medical care in Eldridge because he's gone, because I've looked it up to see.
Gene, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 753 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I-97 southbound right here coming into Annapolis and from Millersville, Odenton, and Gambrills. All of that is open. It slowed up just a bit about 2 minutes ago, but looks better now as you're going south. It's clear all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. No problems at all. Very nice right now coming off the Bay Bridge. If you're traveling, both sides of the bridge clear. That area at the Severn River Bridge and over towards Parole. No problems. Problems on 50 right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain is moving out. It was pretty dry when I hit it in this morning. There may be a stray shower in the area, but it'll be dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy and a high around 56 degrees. Overnight temps are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. For tomorrow, you're taking a look at temperatures around 62 and a sunny day ahead of us. Right now, Hunt Valley 44, Middle River 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back to the phones we go. Ken is in Pasadena. Ken, good morning, bud.
Good morning, Bruce. I just wanted to, I was out in the car, so I couldn't call in, but I had something to add on the Social Security. If you take it late and you die, nobody gets anything.
Yeah.
You lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of years ago, before my wife and I reached retirement, we were visiting a friend who had been, I'd been in the Navy with him, and he was a branch manager at the local Social Security office, and he showed us, you know, how beneficial it was to just go ahead and take it, take the money and run. Because, like, if I had died at 65 while waiting to be 66, you know,
yeah.
Nothing.
It
makes sense to take it early. It really does.
Well, I took mine early. My wife took hers when it came to full fruition, but with the understanding that we needed the extra income from mine, so I took it a couple of years early, and we were able to wait on hers. So far, we're in good health. We've gambled on that, but I understand what you're saying completely. All right. By the way, Ken, when you were in the Navy, you said with this guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you both serve on the SS Minnow or just you?
No, we served in the jungles of Puerto Rico together.
Ah, the jungles of Puerto Rico. Right. Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate the call.
Bruce,
thank you. Scott's in Westminster. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. I've had my share of nasty vaccines through the Army, not just for deployment, but working at East Amrit. And in my last assignment before retirement, I was at Walter Reed Institute of Research, and they had an experimental vaccine. They were all experimental, by Inovio for COVID. It was a phase two clinical trial. And I volunteered for that clinical trial. And after the second injection in the opposite arm, my left shoulder became non-functional. Now, I had a dislocation back in 08 and surgery in 2010, then 8.5 years of Taekwondo, no problems, maxed my PT test, push-ups, no issues. But after that second injection, I couldn't move the arm. They gave me a steroid injection, 3 months of physical therapy, back to normal, then got the J&J, and it totally blew out, in my right shoulder, totally blew out the left shoulder, and I had a total shoulder replacement. Now, wow. Like I said, I'm not anti-vax. I've got dual biomedical degrees. I'm not a slouch, but this was declared by Inovio to be an adverse vaccine reaction.
Yeah, how nice. Yeah, it probably won't happen to you, but it could. Well, you couple that with this surge in excess cardiac arrest deaths. You're not talking about something that is a minor number here. You're not talking about the 1 in a million chance. This is a rather significant increase in cardiac arrest deaths.
That's right.
Because of the jab.
TIA, mild TIA, two people I know, including my aunt and a boss, both have AFib. Another friend of mine's husband has gone blind because of it. So these are serious consequences. Now, when the disease was more fatal as Alpha and Delta, I understand maybe the risk, weighing the risk-benefit. But now that it's Omicron and it's so weak, and I've had it four times anyway, the risk of the vaccine is far greater than, of course, people should discuss with a doctor. But in my opinion, in my medical opinion, I would never get another jab, and I'd never advocate it for anybody else.
Scott, thanks for your call and for your point of view. Sure appreciate it. I imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's wonderful. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100 is the telephone number. 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at AAIAudiology.com. That's AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. What's going on at the border? We'll talk with an expert on it next half hour on WCBM.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Sounds as if President-elect Trump is having fun revealing his latest cabinet nominees and appointees for key positions. Last night at a gala at Mar-a-Lago, after teasing the nomination, he singled out North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
Actually, he's going to head the Department of Interior, and he's going to be fantastic. Good, Doug.
And then there's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in line for Health and Human Services Secretary, pending Senate confirmation.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health." He continued, quote, "Mr. Kennedy will restore these agencies to the traditions of gold standard scientific research and beacons of transparency to end the chronic disease epidemic and make America great and healthy again." Kennedy has said that all the divisions need reform and plans to replace many staff members throughout the agency. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins tapped to lead Veterans Affairs. Mr. Trump naming a member of his criminal defense team, Attorney Todd Blanche, Deputy Attorney General. Although it's been slow going because of the rocky mountainous terrain and tinder-dry conditions, firefighters making steady progress, knocking down the Jennings Creek wildfire burning along the New York-New Jersey border. Bill Donnelly with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service urges caution.
We're getting to that time of year where folks are using wood stoves and things like that. They're typically having outside fires here in New Jersey. Outside fires have been banned.
He spoke with WABC-TV. The Jennings Creek fire, now roughly 75% contained, at least on the Jersey side, this after burning thousands of acres. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 143 points. NASDAQ futures off 156 points. The S&P futures down 29. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Eyeball.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There is some slowing on the Beltway. It's nothing major. The west side right here at I-70 down through Route 40 and then the inner loop coming up towards I-70. Speed reduction only. The inner loop at Green Spring will have a delay. That clears after you get over to the ramp at the JFX and over towards 83. The Parkville side, some brake lights still in that area as you're moving through the ramps. And on the westbound side towards Hartford Road, getting better after the ramps at Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Transportation Authority says demolition of the remaining parts of the Key Bridge won't take place until late in the winter or early spring of 2025. Initially, the demolition was expected to begin this fall, but officials say a couple of factors have led to the new timetable. According to local news outlets, the length of the bridge to be removed is greater than the wreckage, and the demolition of an intact structure needs a different approach. In May this year, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers held a controlled demolition on part of the Key Bridge so the Dolly cargo ship could be floated and moved to Virginia. The president of Maryland's chapter of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees says the death of Baltimore DPW worker Timothy Cartwell was totally avoidable. Patrick Moran says the city is failing to give workers critical safety information, and the union is furious about the lack of attention to it. Cartwell died after he became trapped between a wooden utility pole and a trash truck on November 8th. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. We'll be right back.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes on the Ravens secondary Sunday in Pittsburgh is now with Russell Wilson under center and George Pickens and Mike Williams on the outside. The long ball is back in play in Steel City, which increases the focus on Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey, healthy again and playing at a Pro Bowl level. First here, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
He's got a resume that bears that out. I can think back to 2019. We're in the fifth quarter in a tight ball game with these guys, and we complete a significant over that's probably going to put us in position to win the game. But Marlon comes in with a hammer and dislodges the ball from Juju Smith-Schuster and then recovers it, and they win.
And the Ravens ended up winning that game. And then teammate Arthur Millett talking about Humphrey, Millett being on both sidelines in this series.
Honestly, it's been great. You know, Marlon's back to his old self. He doesn't have those nagging injuries. He's playing at an all-pro level, high level, all-pro Marlo, right? And he's doing it by example, not by talking. So I have nothing but respect for that guy.
It'll be interesting to see how the Ravens work in recently acquired Tre'Davious White into that defensive back rotation. Last night in the NFL, Saquon Barkley, 198 yards from scrimmage, two touchdowns. The Eagles over the Commanders, 26-18. Terps football trying to resurrect its season with three games left to play. After a 3-1 start, Maryland has lost 4 of 5 and remains 2 wins still shy of bowl eligibility. But according to head coach Mike Locksley, the team's playoffs have actually begun.
You know, this is playoff football. It's kind of what I told our team. It's our version of the playoffs, meaning we win, we advance. We lose, we make it a little tougher to advance. And so our players understand that.
Terps and Rutgers this coming Saturday, tomorrow in College Park. Coming up at 8:35, if you're 7'9", should you be on the bench? And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
808, hour number 3, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Boy, one of the nominations. I mean, it's interesting because Donald Trump is overwhelming the system, as it were. I mean, this is, you know, this is the classic liberal attempt or leftist attempt to simply overwhelming the system. Well, Donald Trump, through his nominations, a rapid fire as they are, is just overwhelming the swamp media systems. They don't know how to handle it. They just have no idea what to do with what's going on, because every time they get their target set, then Donald Trump changes the target on them. It's marvelous to watch how he's doing this. For example, you're going to have RFK Jr. Running HHS. RFK Jr., we know him as an anti-vax kind of guy. And I suspect that, you know, he'll modify that to being moderately anti-vax, particularly vaccines we're not positive of. But it will be sending shivers down the spines of an awful lot of people in Big Pharma. And Nicole Wallace over at MSNBC, you know, once upon a time she was a Republican, worked for, I think, Sarah Palin, if I recall correctly. She's saying, this can't be possible. It can't be possible. You can't disrupt us in that fashion, because that's what's happening. Trump is, he is the biggest disruptor in American politics I've ever seen. When his first run in 2016, I remember distinctly having a caller call in and point out something that I had not realized until that moment. And that was, Donald Trump is the guy who is going to walk into a corrupt business and overturn all the tables. I'm not doing a Christ comparison here, but he's the guy who's going to walk into the temple and turn over all the tables and say, this is not what's happening. We're changing the system here. New sheriff in town. And he has some bad choices recommended to him in 2016. And he has, I think, far better choices now working with him in 2024. And, of course, it has all the lefties' hair lit on fire because they can't figure out who to object to next. This is such a problem for them. I mean, it truly is. They just don't know what to do about it. And so they're doing everything they can to figure out who they should be upset at next. Should they be upset about Robert Kennedy Jr.? Should they be upset about Matt Gaetz? Should they be upset about Marco Rubio? Should they be upset about, oh, I know, let's be upset about Pete Hegseth. Why? Because he's on TV. Now, I will admit, there are an awful lot of bubbleheads on TV. They look the part, they can speak the words, but intellectually, they're not exactly the deepest individuals in the world. I mean, these are people who go to a party and want a teleprompter over everybody's shoulder so they can actually have a conversation. This is who they are. And this happens at the national level, and trust me, having seen it up close and personal, it happens on the local level as well. That there are those individuals like that, or who have an agenda and then pretend they don't. And what you see in local TV here is, at least to my experience, at the one operation I was associated with, a massive liberal point of view that they would say, no, we're not liberal, we're just mainstream. Because everybody else here is mainstream. Get the logic? A fish does not know if you change the color of the water in the fishbowl. This is an old story. If you have water that's clear and every day you add a drop or two of blue dye, the fish won't notice this. The fish has no idea that the water's blue. In the same way, if you're working in a liberal newsroom, working in a liberal environment, and everybody else is liberal, you don't know that the water's been turned blue on you. You have no conscious understanding of it, and that is the case in most TV newsrooms and in the swamp media throughout this country. That's simply the way it works. But you have people who have decided they're going to go after somebody. Pete Hegseth is on their radar right now. Although, from what we understand, he's bright. He understands the issues. He has a comprehensive understanding of some of the hot spots in the world. And are we really that happy with what's happening so far? We have some of those individuals on the left weighing in. We'll get to them coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And we're looking at you live here, 95, Russell Street, 395, the big interchange at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open between the Fort McHenry Tunnel and the Beltway. Both the tunnels have been running just fine this morning. Most of the traffic in the morning is southbound. All is well there. JFX, no problems at all. A little slow yet on the Beltway, inner loop at Greenspring, and on the Parkville side, you get that speed reduction right there at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain's moving out. Maybe a stray shower in the area. However, it should be pretty clear by this afternoon. Partly cloudy and a high around 56 degrees. Overnight temps are going to be in the mid to upper 40s. And for tomorrow, sunny and a high around 62. Right now, Bel Air has 41 degrees. Ellicott City has 43. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time once again, folks, for us to head to the big top to find out exactly which lefty is losing it today. So please saddle up, come on in, and whatever you do, grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. This week, there's been a glut, a true glut, of individuals on the left who are just so distressed at the outcome, and they've decided to share their personal thoughts with the world by posting them all on social media. This is a phenomenon I'll never fully understand. If you're sad, I get that. Do it privately. You don't have to share. When people say, hey, how are you? Guess what? They don't care. They don't. However, not everybody gets the message. Like this Satanist.
Well, it's been rough. It was not what I was expecting at all, considering some of the rhetoric he has said. I thought we as a nation were smarter, but I guess not. To my transgender and friends and, you know, the people who it affects, as long as you stay alive, they cannot say we don't exist. Being a Satanist means rebelling against them because they're wrong. And as long as you draw breath, every breath you take is a rebellion. Keep on fighting because you just have to. Hail Satan, always.
Yeah, well, you know what? Any argument where I find myself on the opposite side of the Satanists, I'm pretty comfortable with where I am. It's just all things considered. So it's good to know, though, that the Satanists have now weighed in I sure as heck hope that by next week we'll get back to more traditional kinds of people who show up at the clown car. But something tells me there are going to be more of these people hanging around who have to share their trauma with us. Right now, man, please get back on your broom and get out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, by the way, at around 8:35 this morning, Daniel Stein is the president of the Federation for American Integration Reform. I've had a long contact with Dan and his organization, probably going back around 25 years or so. They've been fighting the good fight. And I just want to check in to see how they're feeling about where we are right now with Tom Homan now in charge of cleaning up the border. It should be a great conversation. Make sure you're here for that. That's around 8:35 this morning right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:17 right now. And all right, let's examine just a little bit of the hate being aimed at Pete Hegseth. Let's start with the Whoopster. Yes, you got to go to The View to find out exactly how they can disrespect somebody while trying to disrespect them.
He also picked, you ready, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Not even like regular. Weekend. Pete Pete Hegseth. And he's picked him to be U.S. Secretary of Defense. What?
Yeah. Now, Whoopi, you don't have the most conventional name in the entire world. You might want to give a tiny bit of effort to be able to pronounce a two-syllable last name, Hegseth, as if you don't know how to pronounce it already. But, you know, that's just a way of kind of disrespecting somebody by disrespecting them. You know it's disrespectful. The world knows it's disrespectful, but you can always say, oh, gosh, I just didn't know how to pronounce Pete Higgs, whatever his name is. Of course not. Just like you had, what's her name, Donna Brazile, pretending not to know how to pronounce Vivek Ramaswamy. The same deal, folks. It's the same deal. Van Jones, talking about Pete Hegseth, says, Why are we going with somebody who says military is broken? We have the best military in the world.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. There's this fiction that there's something wrong with America's military. So the idea that our military, there's something wrong with it, our generals are terrible, this is a fiction. And so when you start trying to solve non-existent problems with the best fighting force in the world, you actually create problems. And I don't think there's any evidence or any data that shows that having women involved in our military has made our military worse. Where is the evidence of this?
That's not even the question. That's a straw man. That's not the question, whether women in the military make the military weaker. The question is whether or not we're wasting time by making sure that people in the military can identify each other's pronouns properly instead of teaching them to be the most lethal fighting force in the entire world. If the focus is on DEI instead of on DEAD, then we have a problem in our military, but not according to Jones.
I don't think anybody can defend this choice. This is not somebody who, I mean, he's a Fox News host who used to be in the military. If that's the standard we're going to be going with, I think it's very alarming.
Yeah. Okay. Some of us aren't quite nearly as alarmed as you are, Van Jones, but we have some of those voices coming up for you in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Joining me right now is my old buddy, Vinny Steele. Vinny, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday.
And happy Friday to you as well. Thanks, Vinny Steele is CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, serving Maryland and lower PA for over two decades. Always happy to talk to you. We've been talking over the past couple of weeks about all these great programs your company has to help anybody looking to make a move. Now, the best part is that you have a program for just about every situation, mm-hmm. while the average real estate person simply, you know, put up a sign in the yard, we're good, and maybe stop in and visit once a month. It's all multiple listing. It's all good. It seems there's a lot more to selling a home than simply throwing a sign up.
Yeah, you got it, Bruce. You have to watch real estate agents because they're going to promise you the moon and the stars just to get you to sign on the dotted line. It's one of the big lies in real estate that the agent that's soliciting your business, that's sending you postcards in the mail, they have some magic formula to be able to help you. The truth is that the majority of agents and brokers, they simply use the MLS to advertise your home, and then another agent, not the one that you hired, sells the home.
Yeah, I've always thought that that has to be a better way. Why pay all the money to put some pictures up on the internet? You don't need an agent to do that. You can do it yourself.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. And home sellers are starting to get wise to this, and they don't want to pay these exorbitant fees agents charge. Just take some pictures, and then you sit back and hope the home sells with no guarantees, no accountability. Today's home sellers want to get their price, close within their time frame, without all the hoopla, just like we did for Charles and Sharon in Parkville. We were able to get them $25,000 over their list price in about 2 weeks.
No kidding. Wow. That's simple, easy, no risk with your company because everything is backed by your performance guarantees.
That's right, Bruce. If you don't have a clear upfront guarantee, then you don't know what's going to happen. We will guarantee to sell your home for 101% of your price, or we'll pay you the difference. That's our holiday special that we're running till the end of the year, and we're so confident that we can get you more than your list price that we will guarantee it upfront in writing. Very simple. If we fail, we pay you the difference.
That's, frankly, that's amazing. I mean, that's one of the revolutionary things that you've introduced into this industry. While other real estate agents are promising to sell your home, you guys are actually out there guaranteeing it.
That's right, Bruce. Your home sold 101% of your price guaranteed, or we'll pay you the difference. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Vinny Steele, call him today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. As always, Vinny, delight talking with you. We'll talk with you again next Friday.
Sounds good, Bruce. We'll see ya.
Good enough. 722 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes coming up in just a moment or two. Again, 835 this morning, Daniel Stein, who is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Time for us to focus again on the border. Don't forget, liberals were tearing their hair out on Monday and Tuesday this week, not because of RFK or Pete Hegseth. They were tearing their hair out because of Tom Holman. We'll get back to that conversation coming up. Right now it's 823. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The northeast corner of the Beltway is slow, and we're looking at a camera shot here at Providence Road and Lock Raven Boulevard. Don't see anything in the roadway, but it's really heavy all the way through Providence Road and coming over eventually towards the ramps at Delaney Valley Road. Just going to change the camera and head over there. It looks like whatever it is clearing at Delaney Valley Road, but right at Providence Road and coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. It's definitely slow there. Could be a broken down vehicle in that backup that they're kind of looking at just a bit. But it's slow now from Hartford Road over through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Thanks, Chuck. Hunt Valley, 44 degrees right now. Middle River, also 44 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 824. What you just heard from Van Jones a minute or two ago, saying there is no way one can justify Pete Hegseth over at DOD. Well, there are those with whom they think, well, sorry, Van, you're just wrong.
Define, you know, what are the qualifications? Where's the job description? Look, Pete Hegseth's a smart guy, Princeton undergrad, you know, master's from Harvard, served a couple tours downrange, combat's been a veterans advocate for years. You know, I think Pete Hegseth is as qualified as the next guy.
You know why they're objecting to him is not because he's smart and has a graduate degree and went to some of the best schools in the country. They're objecting to him because he's not of the old boy network. So they're going to have a change of philosophy at DOD, and they realize that's a bit of a problem. And again, I mentioned this very early in the show. Here's the similarity between where we are now and where we were 90 or 100 years ago. Ever see those old movies about Doolittle or some of the old early Fly guys talking about exactly how they got to where they were in the 1930s and the resistance they faced from some naval officers who set up tests, testing whether or not a plane could actually do any damage against a ship, and they set up impossible parameters? And Doolittle and others were saying that's not how it's going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to do a high altitude attack. What they did, and this is odd because it was the 1920s and 30s, and we were at peace with Japan at the time. So we had Japanese naval officers there observing what the airbys, the fly guys, were saying. And they said, yeah, you know what? That's right. That's how we can attack, and that's how to attack successfully. Guess what? They took the lesson, applied it to Pearl Harbor. The brass in this country didn't take the lesson, and that's how we ended up with Pearl Harbor. And be very simple. That's where we are now, it strikes me. We need to have somebody in there who's going to, once again, refocus our military on being the most lethal fighting force on the face of the earth. There should be no question in anyone's mind anywhere on the earth that we are capable of meeting any challenge that come our way. Any challenge. Now, of course, you have people like that, like Urban, who's saying, and Hague says perfectly qualified. And, of course, all this stuff, the sliming, what is he? He was a weekend host. Hold on a second. You can have a number of different jobs in life and do them all competently. You can be a businessman, a very successful businessman, and then turn around and become the president of the United States. What qualifications does he have? He's never been in government. Remember that? That was one of the big themes in 2015, 2016. Donald Trump, he can't be president. He's never been in politics. He doesn't know anything about it. Hegseth is smart. He is aggressive. He is focused. And he does know the issues. And are we really all that happy with how things have been working so far?
We can't meet our recruiting goals. We can't meet our retention goals. Something's going on in the military, right? There needs to be reform on acquisition. We can do things much, much better. And there is an impression in America, across a large swath of America, that the military is too woke, that they're worried about, you know, Green New Deal rather than fighting wars. We're talking about green tanks, getting green tanks and things. We should be focused on lethality. What makes the military the most lethal? That's what we should be focused on.
Yeah, that's Scott Jennings. Remember the green tank thing? We have to have solar-powered tanks. Great idea. Except at night. Or when it rains. Again, a bit more from Scott Jennings.
Does anyone have confidence in the current leadership of the Pentagon and the way the defense situation has been operating for the last several years? I mean, from the Afghanistan pullout, which was an extreme debacle for which no one was held accountable. We've had spy balloons flying over the United States. We built a $300 million pier as a public relations stunt, which wound up killing an American service member. I'd say I've had just about enough of the so-called insiders running the Defense Department. I think we ought to give Pete Hegseth a chance.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, if he fails, he fails. If he fails, he will be replaced. That's the consequence. You take a job with pressure on you to succeed in that job. If you succeed, everything's good. If you don't succeed, you'll be dismissed one way or another. And anybody who goes to work for Donald Trump or, frankly, any other chief executive has to understand that. You get to a certain level in a company. If you succeed, more power to you. If you fail, you know, it's either up and out. Those are your choices, up or out. And again, one more from Scott Jennings.
The civilian leadership made decisions, and then the people they put in charge of the Pentagon carried it out. And it was all pretty much a disaster. So now we have a new president who I think got elected in part because of some of those disasters. And he's going to put in some of the non-insiders in charge of not just this agency, but a bunch of them. Now, look, Pete Hegseth, he's an American hero. The man won 2 Bronze Stars for his service, and he's been a champion for veterans. He's going to have to go up there just like everybody else and prove his knowledge of how to do this job. He's not immune from that, but we ought to give this man a chance, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's the least we can do is give him a chance. Let him prove his mettle, as it were. Daniel Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He's next, following the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 8:30. Here's Julie. Good morning.
Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital around 2:30 after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. According to police, a 36-year-old man was shot in the 2900 block of Borman Avenue. His injuries are not life-threatening. No word yet on what led to the shooting, and police are looking for a suspect. A loaded gun and stolen car were reportedly found on the campus of a Baltimore County high school Wednesday morning. Officers arrived at Milford Mill Academy after the Regional Auto Theft Task Force spotted two students in a stolen car on school property. City police say a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old were taken into custody. The 16-year-old allegedly had a loaded handgun in his backpack. The 16-year-old has been charged. No update on the 14-year-old. Anne Arundel County Police announced the arrest of a man wanted in a shooting in Brooklyn. Early Tuesday morning, a man driving on Belgrove Road reported being shot by a man in a black SUV. Let's say he was shot at by a man in a black SUV and no injuries were reported. A bullet was lodged in the rear of the victim's car. Investigators found the suspect, 42-year-old Hassan Hussein Muhammad, in Baltimore on Thursday. Police recovered two handguns from that suspect, who is prohibited from possessing firearms. And the Harford County Council has removed Councilman Dion Guthrie from elected office following his plea in a felony theft case. The 86-year-old was charged with stealing more than $23,000 while president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Cockeysville. The council's attorney says that by entering the Alford plea, Guthrie is removed from office and his Harford County Council seat is now deemed vacant. Up next, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Well, these are your Maryland lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 659, and the pick 4 was 2190. Now, with a check of traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
A little slow on the Beltway yet. Northeast side at Hartford Road, it does get better after Providence Road. The interloop at Green Spring, a little back up there. And even on the west side, one area right around I-70 moving south. That's getting better. The interloop a little slow between Route 40 West and the ramps at I-70. And then that gets better after Security Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good looking weekend to get outside. You might see a brief shower this morning, but most of us are dry. Partly cloudy, 56 today. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. 62 tomorrow, 64 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. So what is poise? Poise is being comfortable in uncomfortable situations, and that describes Ravens running back Keaton Mitchell to a T, who was in the most uncomfortable situation an athlete can ever find him or herself in, facing down a career-ending injury.
Learning how to walk again, trying to get all my flexion back. It was a long process. Everybody come up to me and say that went by fast, but to me it didn't go by fast. It seemed like it took forever. But we
bring it up because after fielding kickoffs last week, Mitchell could make a return to the Ravens' backfield on Sunday and could be a difference maker for Baltimore down the stretch of the season. Again, game time is 1 o'clock on Sunday, Ravens and Steelers. Crucial game game for Navy on Saturday at Marine Corps Stadium to determine who will play in the American Athletic Conference Championship game in 3 weeks. It'll be Navy and 25th-ranked Tulane. A Navy win would pull the Mids even with Tulane, and Navy would hold the tiebreaker over the Green Wave with a head-to-head win. A Navy loss would clinch a spot in the title game for both Army and Tulane and knock the Midshipmen out. Here's Midshipman head coach Brian Newberry.
Obviously, this is where we wanted to be. You know, you want to be playing meaningful games in November. You want to be in a position to control your destiny. So it's a tremendous opportunity for us to be playing at home and playing Tulane. And so it's obviously a great challenge, but I couldn't be more excited about it.
Elsewhere, the Terps are hosting Rutgers tomorrow. Head coach Mike Locksley saying turnovers are killing his team.
The interceptions and the fumbles returned for touchdowns, those are the ones that come back to get us, and then we're not getting them on the other end. You know,
Senior Day, United Stadium, as Towson hosts North Carolina A&T. Morgan State will host South Carolina State. Hopkins closing out at McDaniel. The Jays have already clinched a spot in the D3 NCAAs. Stevenson at King's College in Pennsylvania, and Salisbury takes its 9-0 record to Keene University in New Jersey. High school football playoffs, MPSSAA 1A. Patterson Mill will take on Havre de Grace. Green Street Academy playing Reggie Lewis. MPSSAA 2A 1A. Falston and Sparrows Point. And did someone say Dunbar? Their 48-game winning streak on the line against Western Tech. Also, Kent Island attempting to avenge their September loss to Easton. In 3A, Arundel facing St. Charles. Franklin plays Overly. In 4A 3A, Perry Hall taking on Digital Harbor, and Catonsville playing Mervo. In 4A, Dundalk and plays Annapolis. Broadneck will take on Glen Burnie. MIAA Conference Championship, the rematch from last year. McDonough will try to play spoiler. They'll take on Spalding and try to end their perfect season. And in the B Conference, Curley plays Pilate. Friday, that's today, Casey?
Yep. Casey.
His Stags will face off in a WCAC semifinal match against St. John's. That should be an interesting one. And don't forget Mike Tyson tonight. I remember that name. 8 o'clock against Jake Paul on Netflix. The heavy money is coming in on Tyson. The time now is 8:37. When we return, if you're 7'9", should you be sitting on the bench?
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So first of all, just the fact that there is a 7'9" basketball player is just unbelievable. I mean, I'm 5'7", so he's 26 inches taller than me. Manute Bol, of course, was the tallest basketball player. Mm-hmm. I think he was 7'7". Anyway, so the kid's name is Olivier Rioux. He's French. Okay. He plays for Florida, the University of Florida. And they didn't want to waste a red shirt on him because he was having some medical issues, so they did put him on the bench. But nobody knew it. Like, the team didn't know it. The fans didn't know it. So there was a 7'9" guy sitting on the bench for the whole game, the first three games of the year for Florida. And they're like, put him in! Put Rioux in! And the coach is like, we got to tell somebody that we're going to redshirt this kid, or else we're just going to catch hell all season long. So that's exactly what they did. They redshirted the 7'9" guy, Olivier Rioux, and we'll see him next year, hopefully, in a Florida Gator uniform. I can't wait.
Okay, now, I'm a little taller than you are, but he still, of course, dwarfs me.
Okay.
I do know that I could not bench press my own weight. I know this.
Okay.
Can you bench press your weight?
Yeah, I can bench press my weight. I'm strong, Bruce.
How many times could you bench press your body weight within, I don't know, 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
I don't know, 5 times.
An Ontario, Canada man bench pressed his body weight and broke the Guinness World Record. In 30 seconds, he bench pressed his weight 38 times.
It's impossible.
Sorry.
That's mathematically impossible.
No, it's
that's less than 1 second per time.
Yeah.
Do you have video?
No,
this is fake news.
No, it's not.
Are we doing this again?
No. Guy weighed in at 201 pounds, and the mark to beat was 38 reps. He did 44. Right?
Hmm.
Evidence from his attempt is now being submitted to Guinness to see if he's officially broken the second record. 44 reps in 30 seconds. That's one rep every 45 seconds, roughly.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's bad math. One rep every 45 seconds?
Yeah. Not 45.
Point
four seconds and four and a half seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. One rep every 4.5 seconds.
Never do math on the radio, Bruce.
I know. I suck at it so bad. I should learn.
Even in real life, you're
after,
bad.
After this many years in this business, doing math badly on air is something, it could be on it's on my CV. You know, broadcast talent, long experience, can't do math.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be right there. 4.5 seconds per rep.
Okay.
201 pounds.
It's a better man than me, Bruce.
I don't know. He's certainly a stronger man than anybody in this room. Well, except maybe Julie Ryder.
Yeah, she's pretty out. She's buff.
Dark horse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The dark horse in the room. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, sir.
You too.
All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dan Stein joins us now. Daniel Stein is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Dan, good morning. How are you?
How are you, Bruce? Fine.
I realize we are short on time, sir, so let me get right to it. Tom Holman, are you happy?
Oh, wow. Great. Oh, great pick. I'm telling you, great pick. You know, working with Stephen Miller in the White House, command and control, you know, Holman's a career guy, understands in and out every aspect of immigration enforcement. He worked for ICE for years, of course, and he's going to do some great things. He's got broad latitude. They're going to reimpose all the executive orders that were in place when Biden took office and dismantled them, the Remain in Mexico, mandatory detention, and he's going to reinvigorate interior enforcement, state and local cooperation, go after the sanctuary cities, start through a phased process of getting out the most heinous criminals and terrorists, and then work his way through those people who had final orders of deportation, and then, you know, starting worksite enforcement to identify routine people here just illegally, or people who maybe never should have been paroled into the country as a result of Biden's just reckless and crazy enforcement policies. So, you know, I don't think we've ever had, I mean, we don't have at the cabinet level an exclusive cabinet secretary on immigration. It's divided between DHS, DOJ, State Department, Department of Labor. So if you have these folks in the White House with this broad view, 30,000 feet, and this kind of experience, sky's the limit, Bruce.
Well, look, all right then, action item number one, what should he do first?
Well, first thing I do is reimpose the executive orders that were in place in 2020, which, you know, included things like leveraging cooperation with Mexico and other Latin American countries through trade agreements and tariff threats. You have to impose mandatory detention on people who seek asylum and also make them wait outside the country. You have to start sending a message, frankly, Bruce, across the Darien Gap and elsewhere to cartels and smugglers that, you know, if you come illegally, the way Mayorkas did it, he just said basically, you know, if you're just here illegally, we're not going to bother with you. Well, you're sending a message there all over the world that if you get into the country and don't kill anybody, you're never going to get removed. Well, naturally, that's why you see this steady stream of people kind of come in. So you got to say, look, you're here illegally. That doesn't protect you. Send this message very, very clearly. And I think that's what Holman is trying to do.
Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I realize our time is short. You and I will have a longer conversation in the next couple of weeks to expand on these themes, if we could, Dan, okay?
That sounds great, Bruce.
Thank you very much. I realize that you have a hard out here because you have another interview in, I think, 90 seconds. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
This report of a minor wreck, I haven't seen it. I don't see any impact. 95 South near the Caton Avenue ramp. I just looked from 395 all the way down to the Beltway. If it's there, it's well off to the shoulder, not really causing any problems at all. Both the tunnels, fantastic this morning, both directions right now. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bulk of the rain's moving out. Maybe a stray shower in the area, but dry by the afternoon. Partly cloudy and a high around 56. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 40s. Saturday, sunny and a high around 62 right now. Glen Burnie has 44 degrees. Reisterstown has 40. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 845 and time for our good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
This is just an amazing story out of North Carolina. The guy is just a working guy. North Carolina man. He stole across a $20 bill in the parking lot and was going into a little, you know, 7-Eleven kind of place. Decided to use it to buy a scratch-off. So he went in and he bought scratch off, and he got a payout, $1 million. In North Carolina, the guy just found a 20 in the parking lot. Somebody dropped it. Guy's a master carpenter from Banner Elk, North Carolina. He won $1 million after he purchased an extreme cash scratch off at the tail end of October, according to a news release from the North Carolina Education Lottery. That's where the money goes to. Lucky winner revealed his that he noticed the $20 by chance. So I found $20 in the parking lot outside the Speedway. I used that to buy the ticket. Another fateful moment, he learned that when he entered the store in Boone that had the original lottery ticket he wanted, it wasn't available. He wanted a different number. They actually did not have the ticket I was looking for, so I bought this one instead. He said about the extreme cash. The unexpected turn of events led him to buying this winning $1 million ticket. He turned in his ticket at the North Carolina Lottery Headquarters October 25. According to the news release, he was given a couple of options on how he could receive his cash prize. He could either opt for $50,000 annually over the next 20 years or take $600,000 up front. He opted for the latter. Now, after the state and federal taxes, he'll have to suffer through with an additional $429,000 in his pocket. So what does he plan to do with the money? Well, he says, well, we're going to head straight to Golden Corral and eat everything that they have. As far as his long-term plans, he shared that he wants to retire after working as a carpenter for 56 years and then use the money to support his kids. Being a master carpenter, that is an achievement, and doing it for more than half a century, 56 years, that's work. That he actually has, you know, he's gone through without severe carpal tunnel, for example, and done his craft beautifully. That's a life accomplishment right there. But to say, I'm going to use the money to support my kids. Now, Julie, if you came across a 20 and you walked into the Speedway and you bought yourself a lottery ticket and it was $1 million, and you have those two choices, either have $50,000 a year for the next 20 years, or take the money, which would be $429,007 to be exact. Which would you take?
Totally take the money, the lump sum always.
Really?
That's my, yeah.
You take the lump sum and go with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and my argument is, yeah, take the lump sum, because over the next, what is it, however many years, 20 years, that $50,000 because of inflation.
Yeah.
Will the value of it be eaten away just bit by bit by bit? It doesn't increase over time. It simply is going to put you in a slightly better financial situation. Short term, it'd be great, you know, $50,000 sure. increase in your salary. But to have a $400,000 increase in your salary, that means you can help your kids, make sure you can pay for their college education, make sure you can help them with the down payment on the first house, make sure that their dreams can come true in addition to your dreams coming true, and still have money left over to retire on. After 56 years working in the trades, this guy deserves to have that money. Now, can you imagine, though, being the guy who lost the 20?
Oh.
that's got to suck so bad.
Yeah.
It really does. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. Coming up, of course, right after the top of the hour, Kim's back. Kim Klasick from 9 till noon right here.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, even the Washington Post has now fact-checked Nancy Pelosi on something. And the number of Pinocchios she got, I guess, is between now and the end of the 10th page, if you do a single space. Usually the Post use their fact checks to intimidate or confuse or gaslight people. But on this one, they even hit a caller out. Nancy Pelosi said she said that there were more illegals that came across during the Trump years than came across during the Biden years, which is factually so far from the truth, it's unimaginable. So Fox News reported yesterday that Pelosi was fact-checked by the Washington Post for claiming that fewer migrants came into the U.S. under Biden than under President-elect Trump's first term. Pelosi, give her credit for audacity, though. I mean, really. She shows there's a certain segment of people out there who's going to believe her no matter what. And they're going to dismiss the claims of her opponents or even the Washington Post fact check because they're ideologically committed to the idea that the Democrats and the left in general are on the side of righteousness. This is this arrogance of the left that we've talked about in the past. And that's all that it is. If you have the facts in front of you, you know, what is the old line? You know, that you can believe the facts or you can believe your opinion, but they're not necessarily going to line up together. You may have an opinion that's based on the facts, and that's fine, but you may have an opinion and discard the facts. You know, it's harder to convince somebody they've been lied to than it is to lie to them in the first place. And that's the situation fact checkers are put in. When they go to fact check somebody like Nancy Pelosi, it's harder to convince people she was lying to you than it is to tell the lie in the first place. She has no problem with lying. You know, she's Nancy Pelosi, after all. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sonia is in Perry Hall. Good morning, Sonia.
Hi. I was calling because I'm thrilled about Doug Burgum being Secretary of the Interior. Does that mean that we will now have some let up on leasing and permits for drilling?
I would think so, yes. And by the way, if you'd like to be governor now, the Dakotas are the place to be, Sophia, because both North and South Dakota, they sent their governors to Washington. Both Kristi Noem and Doug Burgum are here now, so you can move, you know, claim citizenship there, residence there, and poof, you're the governor.
Right.
I mean, the population of North Dakota, after all, there's 37 people who live there, so all you have to do is convince 20 of them, you're good to go.
That's right. Well, I think he's got a dream team, and I am excited for America.
And you're excited about Hegseth?
Hey, let me tell you something. Pete Hegseth, he is all military. And when I heard the other day, I busted out crying. He is going to turn that place around. Recruitment will go up. There will be pride in the military, and he will rock it. And I am so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Trump. I thought for sure Trump would pick him to run the VA. But this is even better.
Yeah.
So I'm all in. I'm all in for Pete. And for the lazy anchors who wouldn't do their research, he's got the credentials. No ifs, ands, or buts. So, yeah, I'm pretty darn passionate, as you could tell, about good old Pete.
You got it. Sophia, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Quickly, let's grab John in Ocean City. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. The Democrats will never learn. I just heard on another news outlet that Anthony Brown is asking the state of Maryland for $1 million and wants to hire six attorneys just to fight Trump on his policy programs that he's going to implement.
All right.
It's ridiculous to me that, you know, here's where we are. We're still 2 months away from the new administration, but yet we're already figuring out ways to fight.
Yeah, well, that's, look, you expect them to be the loyal opposition, as in Great Britain. I guess they're even considering putting together, as they do in Great Britain, a shadow cabinet. Although I'm not quite sure how they're going to staff it or pay for those individuals who would have as much heft as the people in the real cabinet. But there you go. John, thanks for your call, bud. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Our telephone number coming up right after 9 o'clock. It's Kim Klasick. Coming up right now, it's Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
One little slow pocket on the Beltway. That's the inner loop near Greenspring. And that's all we could find. I'm looking at the camera shot here at Liberty Road. Everybody's okay there. The backup on the Parkville side is gone. This one area through Greenspring. And over to the JFX. And then that's it from the JFX towards 83. All the lanes are open. You are perfect right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Right now, you're taking a look at a high today of around 60 degrees, thereabouts, a little cooler, maybe 58, 59. Overnight, temps around 48 for tomorrow, though, 62. A dry day, if a bit brisk outside, not exactly summer weather, but we're due to have autumn sooner or later, aren't we? Right now, you have around 45 degrees currently in Pikesville, 40. No, it's 44 degrees. This has dropped a degree in Pikesville. And downtown Baltimore, you have 46 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up right after the top of the hour, Kim Klasick. Kim's back. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Looking forward to your show. What do you have coming up?
Oh, we got so much going on. Obviously, Matt Gaetz is still the top headline. I think it's been, what, 72 hours now?
Yeah.
So we got to discuss that. And we did a poll yesterday on WCBM.com. People could still take part. Mm-hmm. But we were asking, you know, do you like Matt Gaetz as the AG pick? So we have those results. We'll go over it. But also, yes, again, go to WCBM.com. You still have time to take that poll. And then we'll get into it around 9:15. Also, young students pulling up to school with a loaded gun in their backpack and in a stolen car.
Yeah.
Out of all the places that I would go with a stolen car, I don't know if I would go to school. I don't.
Probably not my first choice either.
Yeah,
with a gun in your backpack.
Yeah, they're young scholars, those guys. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. Also, 15 students charged with the hate crime at Salisbury University. Very serious case.
Yeah.
Something that we haven't heard in a while. So we are going to discuss that. And then also Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, the big fight tonight. I don't know. There's a lot of people weighing in on this fight. I've got Mike Tyson. And I got Mike Tyson because I think he's just a little bit crazy. Mm-hmm. And usually a little bit crazy wins.
Yeah. But it's nothing to lose an ear about, you know?
Yeah, you know? You know? So I don't know. But we're going to talk about him only because he did an interview with the kid. Gosh, I guess it was last night right before the weigh-in.
Yeah.
And he basically, the child was asking him about his legacy and all these great questions. She's about 12 years old. And then all of a sudden, he just flies off the handle and starts cursing at his 12-year-old. And it's not funny, but it is.
But
so
it
I've
is.
Got the audio for that. We're gonna listen to that. But he kept it very real with this young girl. He did not cut any corners. He's like, look, little girl, this is reality. You know.
Okay. Now here's a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I know you're gonna talk about Gaetz.
Yes.
I spent a good bit of time yesterday trying to find out the facts, and I can't find facts. I can find all kinds of allegations.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if there are facts behind these allegations, then I think he's in trouble because this having sex with a 17-year-old thing. If it's an allegation, and we've seen this happen to Republicans before, and we've seen it happen to Supreme Court nominees before, then I think that it is another shameful moment for the Democrats.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And I'm willing to let the chips fall where they may.
I read again last night an article from ABC News. And again, it was just allegations. Like you said, there was no solid evidence.
Nothing.
Right? It was just asking questions. I will say, though, I saw where the young lady did lie about her age, supposedly. She did come forward and say that. And I don't know exactly what state this took place. Because remember, each state has a different
Correct.
Consent law. Right? And so even the Salisbury case that we're talking about later today, I guess the age of consent here in Maryland is 16. So I don't know exactly even where this took place, and they're not really being.
Or it's actually underage.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is an interesting case, but I would think if they would have had something by now, it would have come out when he was ousting Kevin McCarthy from the speakership.
Yeah, it would have come out. Then they did the thorough investigation of him, found out there was no there.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about the guy getting slimed. All right, now I want you to hear this because there are a lot of songs that have come out. Since Trump began to run and then afterwards, I really like this one a whole lot. Classic next. We're back Monday on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.